KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Good evening and welcome out to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Bluebird skies overhead, a nice and cool 86 degrees here from Redding, California, with the Novato Knicks here in this series finale on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. I'm Jacob Green here with you along with Spencer Schlinge. It's great to have you with us here again on this Saturday night, the series finale between the Novato Knicks and your Redding Colt 45's. The Colt 45's looking for the sweep here tonight. They're going to send Blake Schwert to the mound to face off against Wesley Bush of the Novato Knicks.
Yeah, an exciting game here, an opportunity for the Colt 45's to complete the series sweep after obviously dropping the series last weekend to the West Coast Kings, losing 2 out of 3 there. But they're looking to get the series sweep on this Novato Knicks side after winning on Thursday night, score 14-13. Colt 45's won, and last night they got the job done 9-4 with 8 runs coming in just 2 innings. So big opportunity for the Colt 45's to keep the hot bats going, and you see in the lineup they got a lot of depth here tonight, and looking to get the job done again and complete that sweep, as Jacob mentioned.
Yeah, and the biggest thing for the Colt 45's is get some hits. They only had 7 last night, which may not sound like a lot, but when you score 9 runs on 7 hits, and most of those hits that got aboard were stranded. They stranded 6 on board. Novato stranded 9 aboard. And for the Colt 45's, it's been the story of the cheap walks and hit batsmen that get on board and they come around to score via errors or some sort of unearned, unearned manner. And the Colt 45's, the biggest thing is to get hits with those runners on as we get the exchange of the lineup cards between the Novato Knicks and the Colt 45's. Bob Anderson now out to the meeting on the mound. And it should be a good night for baseball. A little bit of a different lineup, which we'll get to later in the show, of course, as we await the first pitch that'll be coming to you in about 8 minutes or so. I think we might actually have the same umpiring crew from last night. I could be wrong. We don't have names for the umpires. Part of what we deal with when we do what we do, you know? You don't get all the information that you get at the major league level, but nonetheless, we'll do our best to bring you a great call and do our best to get as much information related to you as we possibly can, per usual.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll do what we can, of course. And as Jacob mentioned, a little bit different scenery here tonight. The sun is shining. Didn't have any early morning storms like we did yesterday on that Friday morning. And the wind picking up just a little bit more than it was last night. We had a little bit more of a sit still with the flags not moving too much. And the wind has brought in and out throughout Tiger Field here. But I'm sure it's going to be another great night for some baseball. And typically that left to right kind of wind, especially what we see out here at Tiger Field, I feel like coming from home plate, pushing out towards right field. So we'll see if that favors the left-handed hitter, which we've seen not just yesterday, but throughout the campaign.
Yeah, typically, I'm a fan of the Johnny Bench jersey in the crowd. That's a Hall of Fame catcher from way back in the 70s. I think might have been a teammate of Billy Plummer, who you might be able to see on the Facebook live stream, or the Game Changer live feed, rather. The Billy Plummer jersey out in right field, just to the left of straight up right field out there. A longtime friend of Rick Bassetti, who passed away in the past couple of years, and also a Reading legend through and through, and a former big leaguer as well. And for the Colt 45s, yeah, with that wind, we'll see if it comes into effect. The flag's really dancing out there. They're still at a standstill, but there is a slight breeze here and there. The dimensions of Tiger Field, 310 down the right field line, 320 down the left field line. To the left center gap, 358 to the left of that scoreboard out there in left center field. And then 370 down to right center field. And then 406 straight up amidst the batter's eye, about 6 feet to the left of those flags out there in straightaway center field, with the Colt 45 flag underneath, of course, the United States of America flag, as we await the conclusion of the starting lineups being announced for tonight's national anthem, which will be done by the Sandlot Sound Music Machine. And if you're out here at Tiger Field, well, always a treat to have that live band here in attendance and someone to watch as well here in the lineup. Braden Chiarito, he's homered in 2 straight ball games now, and 2 games and 2 home runs, 2 bombs on the year. which I think is tied for the team lead, and I couldn't tell you who he's tied with. My guess would be Mr. Andrew Mora. As we will cut the break here on KCNR, Shask Reading 1460, AM 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. Folks, don't go anywhere. We have some live baseball coming to you. It's the Novato Knicks and the Colt 45s coming up next here on KCNR.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale. Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Coming up next will be the Novato Knicks and your Reading Colt 45s. But before we get there, here's Spencer Slaney with tonight's starting lineups.
Thank you, Mr. Jacobs. Starting off for the Novato Knicks for the second night in a row is going to be Gibbs in leadoff. He will also be manning center field, followed by Miller batting second and at shortstop. Harp at first, batting third. Batting cleanup is going to be Anderson manning right field. In second base is going to be Diem batting fifth. And in the designated hitter spot, batting sixth, is going to be White, followed by Menard in left, batting seventh. Batting eighth behind the dish is going to be Laughlin. And rounding it up, playing third at the hot corner is going to be Jameson for this Novato Knicks ball club, looking to get the job done tonight and avoid the series sweep. For the Colt 45s, you got Caballero at third, Conklin at short, Mark Anthony Harrell at second, Andrew Mora at first. On the horn in the outfield, Tyler Stanheiser left to meet with Parker in center and Timmy Ayers in right field. Behind the dish is going to be Tyler Jones, and hitting the baseball tonight from head coach Bob Anderson is going to be Blake Schwert for your Reading Colt 45s. We'll be taking the field first here in just a few.
Yeah. Overall, again, a great night for baseball. See the weather. Looks beautiful. Ready to take in some nice summer baseball underneath breezy conditions. Not windy by any means. It'll play somewhat of a factor, I'm sure, as the ball game continues on. But as that sun begins to set and then fully descends, that wind will die off. And it'll be a pretty much still night, but probably sitting around 80 degrees, clear skies overhead, and when darkness officially falls, shadows just now start to cover part of the field between home plate and third, with shadows covering all of home plate, and then the pitcher's mound still in the sun. The rest of the field, apart from a small circle out there behind the shortstop position, as the Colt 45s take the field, donning the home whites with the yellow short sleeves underneath the all-white tank tops, yellow sleeves, and then white, I'd say basketball tank top kind of look to the design of those jerseys with Colt 45s across the chest. The Novato Knicks, the gray bottoms, are red tops with a wet cursive script across the chest saying Knicks. The defense behind Blake Schwert, the high school senior, standing at 6'190" out of Redding, California, here in Foothill High School, ready to go to Feather River College upon his graduation. As the right-hander will be delivering from the third base side, the defense behind him is Cabareo, Conklin, Carroll, and Andrew Mora at first base. It's around the horn, third, short, second to first. Then left to right field, Zanizer, Parker, and Ayers left to right, patrolling that beautiful green grass there. And set to feed you up is David Gibbs, and then Miller and Harp to follow. After last night, there was 10 hits collected by this Novato Knicks ball club against the very solid Lucas Pettingill, who went 5 innings of 5-hit, 3-run baseball, and then Shepard and Yeager, who followed him up.
Yeah, and a great opportunity here tonight for Blake Schwert. First time getting to watch him pitch, at least starting off. Wouldn't go super well personally, but someone I grew up going to all the sports camps with locally, so it's always fun when the local guys get an opportunity to play here in front of the home fans, in front of the crowd, and in front of their friends and families. Obviously, as you mentioned, just fresh out of high school, it's kind of the story to be told for the Colt 45s this year. A much younger team than in previous seasons, for sure. But so far, it has not been, it's not hindered them much at all. 11-2 on the year, as mentioned, just dropping 2 games to the Kings. Both close outcomes as well. Really good games.
And, yeah. A little shorthanded as well in those contests without right. those power bats.
Absolutely.
I believe Andrew Mora sat for all 3 of those games in that series. And, yeah, just when you don't have that offensive power that you typically have, you kind of, you're able to pitch differently to different guys, and then all of a sudden, just a whole different ballgame. As digging in will be the left-hand bat of David Gibbs, who went 0-for-5 last night. With a 0-for-3, rather. A couple of fielder's choices.
Yeah, and still trusted to lead off tonight, which is something you love to see.
So first pitch to him, misses low for ball 1. First pitch comes in at 7-17. Same time as last night, actually. Now here's a 1-0 delivery from the righty. Misses wide. Make the count 2 balls and no strikes to David Gibbs, the center fielder for the Novato Knicks. Now the 2-0. This is off the plate outside for ball 3. And quickly, 3 balls and no strikes here. With nobody out, nobody on here in a scoreless, top of the first. Now right down Broadway, make count 3 balls and 1 strike. Went to the off speed that time.
Yeah, it's a great job there by Schwert. Just staying alive in the count, obviously. You don't want a 4-pitch walk to start off the game, no matter who you are.
Now out of the windup for 3-1 delivery is chopped toward the second baseman. Carroll gathers and flips the first in time with Mora on the bag for the 3-1 put out. That's the way our ball game begins here for out number 1.
Yeah, great job there, Mark Anthony Carroll again. One of the most solid players on the infield you can have, at least in these 2 seasons I've called games with you, the most consistent infielder, I'd say, on this Colt 45's offense, no matter what side of the bag he's playing on.
Now it's the right-hand hitting Miller to the plate. The shortstop tonight. Strike down on the outside corner for strike 1. Here's the 0-1 delivery up and in to make the count 1 ball and 1 strike. The infield shifted just a few steps to pull. Waved at for strike 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes.
And again, Blake Schwert just making some different pitches, different approaches so far early on, just trying to see what fits best for him against this Knicks offense.
And the 1-2 delivery out of the windup. Breaking ball, another chopper toward the second baseman. Carroll gathers and flips the first for another 4-3 put out and opposite field ground out for out number 2. Miller down. That will bring up Harp, the first baseman for the Novato Knicks, left-hand bat.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all so far from Blake Schwert, just kind of pitching towards contact and everything staying on the ground and right up the alley for Mark Anthony Carroll to make the play.
Ryan Harp takes a strike on the outside corner. No balls and 1 strike to the lefty. A one misses way low to even the count up at one ball and one strike. One ball, one strike, two outs here in the top of the first. The 1-1 delivery just misses up and away. 2-1 now to Ryan Harp, first baseman for the Novato Knicks. Now the 2-1 out of the windup is chopped foul toward the end of the Novato Knick dugout, and a handful of Knicks over there unable to make a barehanded play on it. Now the 2-2. Waved at, ring him up, and he got him to chase one way away, and the side is retired. 1-2-3, go the Novato Knicks, as we head to the home half of the first. We're scoreless with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half.
Whether you're planting a backyard garden or spreading up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. At 6186 Churn Creek Road or call 530-365-5383. That's 530-365-5383.
Can't touch this. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Gold Leaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Hello everyone, and welcome back here to KCNR. We're bringing to you this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. It's great to have you with us, Jacob Green and Spencer Schlenge here. We're scoreless as we'll begin things here in the bottom half of the first, as Wesley Bush gets the baseball for the Novato Knicks.
Yeah, and just looking here for this Knicks defense, obviously allowing four runs last night in the opening inning, which is not great. Obviously only allowed one hit in that first inning, I believe, but four runs come across in that. So just, again, not giving them the free pass, the free 90 feet, hit by pitches, walks, bucks, anything like that. I think we saw it all last night from this Knicks pitching squad. But I'm just looking to do the exact opposite tonight, and that will help keep them in the game early. They were obviously spent seven innings digging out of a hole, were able to level it 4-4, and then obviously got away from them a little bit in that bottom of the seventh inning.
Yeah, and that's a case of having no quit in your offense, which is always a good trait to have, of course. But on occasion, when you're the Novato Knicks, you kind of just need a clean inning in terms of those
right.
those walks, those balks, like you said. Just don't give up any sort of anything. Just because you don't give up hits doesn't necessarily mean anything. As Timmy airs with some handshakes to the home plate umpire, as well as the catcher. And the ball is hand-delivered from the third baseman, Jameson, for the Novato Knicks. And Wesley Bush will set to face off against this Colt 45 lineup of Ayers, Parker, and Caballero here in the bottom half of the first. The defense behind them, Jameson at third, Miller at short, Deem at second, and Harp at first. His battery mate, Laughlin, behind the dish, then left to right field. Menard, Gibbs, and Anderson patrolling left to right. Foul tipped off the mask of the catcher, cameras to the backstop for strike one. No Troy Rizzo at shortstop for the Knicks. Kind of surprising after his dazzling efforts last night. But that is part of this summer ball league where kind of shuffling around. And the Novato Knicks with a very full dugout. Looks like the end that Mary and Joseph are trying to stay at. Just absolutely packed out. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, check swing. Missed up high. No swing.
Yeah, one ball and one strike. As you mentioned, Rizzo, just an amazing game last night. But again, summer ball, he probably played, I'd assume he played in that game on Thursday night as well if he's getting some rest tonight in the last game of the series. The series is already in hand, just trying to get some other guys some action, make sure they are feeling good before heading off to their respective seasons in the fall.
And the 1-1 on the outside corner right at the knees, a called strike two. Wesley Bush last night was 1-for-5 with a couple of strikeouts as a batter in that cleanup spot. Here's the 1-2 delivery with nobody out, nobody on. Breaking ball. This is up and away. Good eye from Timmy Ayers. Thought that was going to drop in the zone, but it missed off the plate toward that right-hand batter's box as Timmy Ayers, the lefty at the plate. The righty from the windup. Rocks and deals from that third base side to 2-2. Missed somewhere. I'm not quite sure where, yeah, but that's ball three. That'll fill the count.
Whole crowd kind of holding their breath, waiting for the punch-out call from the umpire in blue.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be a late punch-out call, but
right.
Turns out it'll fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now out of the windup, Bush delivers, swing, and a miss. And Ayers down on strikes. That will bring up DJ Parker.
Yeah, good effort there from Ayers. Played the long game, obviously, but Wesley Bush beats him there. A little bit of a changeup, it looked like. Just kind of sinking down into the zone, and Timmy Ayers is looking for something else.
Yeah, and something to note as well, with all the left-hand bats in this Colt 45, on this Colt 45 roster, there's no switch hitters. They're all left or right. Here's the first pitch to DJ Parker. Fastball off the outer half for ball one, which is, I feel like switch hitting is kind of a dying breed of sorts. I know switch hitting catchers were very rare. Cal Raleigh being the most current one, but before that, the most notable catcher that was a switch hitter was Hank Conger of the Los Angeles Angels, who, fun fact, are in Sacramento right now playing the A's, the Oakland A's of West Sacramento, soon to be Las Vegas in 2 years, whatever you want to call that ball club. Here's the 2-0 right down Broadway for a called strike one. 2 balls and 1 strike to DJ Parker, which they can go by anything at this point. They're kind of amidst and in between a number of cities.
The Athletics Baseball Club is what I'd go with.
Yeah, the Athletics Baseball Club might be the most journalistically correct. Here's the 2-1. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman ranging to his left. Gathers, that's Deem, and flips the first to Harp in time for the 4-3 putout. That will bring up Nicholas Caballero.
And there you go. Caballero got an opportunity to get the first hit on the night, or first runner to actually just advance. Obviously, Blake Schwartz started off for the Colt 45s in a 3-0 hole against Gibbs, the leadoff, but able to win that one. And we have now seen 3 4-3 putouts just grounded out to second base and 2 strikeouts, a pair of strikeouts from each side. So
yeah, we've only seen groundouts to second baseman and then strikeouts. So
there you go.
A lot of
eventful first inning.
Yeah. So this one's fouled off the mask, the glove, and then the mask of the catcher for strike one on Caballero. Caballero last night, 2-for-4 with 3 RBIs in that contest, in that 3 spot. Also had a walk. Reached on that E3. Here's the 0-1. This is low. Even stance for the right-hand hitter, deep in the box, right up on the plate. On deck is Chiarito, should the inning continue. Caballero, the Black Sox, up high. Out of the windup, the 1-1 delivery. There's a ground ball toward the third baseman. On the backhand, great pick.
Ooh, play.
Across the diamond in time. The stretch at the other end by Harp. And 5-3, a smooth play from end to end. That was a great pick on the, about a 3-hopper down the line. Stayed through the baseball on the backhand. And Jameson, with a strong arm, made it off his back foot. Here, as we conclude the end of one, we're scoreless.
Whether you're planning a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality you need. Found at 6186 Turn Creek Road or on the phone 530-365-5383. That's 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and you're invited to come see for yourself why so many customers tell us how beautiful the nursery is. Locally grown plants and vegetables are on sale now. Buy any 3 vegetables or soil booster and get one free. Let Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping's contractor install beautiful dark green synthetic lawns, the best on the market. No maintenance, no water, no fertilizer. Call for your free estimate. Gold Leaf Nursery, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, closed Sunday and Monday, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6168 Churn Creek Road. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open, and you're invited to come see for yourself why so many customers tell us how beautiful the nursery is. Locally grown plants and vegetables are on sale now. Buy any three vegetables or soil booster and get one free. Let Goldleaf Nursery and Landscaping's contractor install beautiful dark green synthetic lawn, the best on the market. No maintenance, no water, no fertilizer. Call for your free estimate. Goldleaf Nursery, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, close Sunday and Monday, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Goldleaf Nursery, 6168 Churn Creek Road.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Tagger Field in Redding, California. Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange here with you. The 0-1 delivery misses off the plate outside, even up the count at one ball and one strike to the cleanup batter, Anderson, who's out there in right field tonight for the Novato Knicks. The 1-1 delivery swung on and missed for strike two, and to take you the rest of the way through this second inning here, Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. Yeah, Anderson now 1-2. Blake Schwert hitting his spots well, looking to get back-to-back punch-outs here. Swing and a miss, a big wave, and Tyler Jones able to glove it, and that will be out number one with back-to-back strikeouts there for Blake Schwert here in the top of two in a scoreless game early on. Early on here, just batting through the order so far from both sides. DM2 up, the second baseman for the Novato Knicks, followed by White, the designated hitter tonight for the ball club wearing the red tonight. Schwert misses this one just high. This top of the second, 1-0 count, one out away. And a big swing and a miss there from DM. It'll even up the count 1-1. Here's the 1-1 from Schwert. Check swing, did not go, called ball. Bring the count to 2-1. Just couldn't quite locate that fastball. Schwert. Again, peering in. Here's the 2-1. Looks to go again, but says just low and outside. It'll bring the count to 3-1. Red up walking on the first 90 feet here, and he will miss, and it's going to be the first runner on base is going to be DM of the Novato Knicks ball club here.
Yeah, just a good AB put together there by DM. And, I mean, yeah, if you're the Novato Knicks, you'll take the first base runner any way you can, even if it's a free pass. And that's sometimes the story of a ball game is who can collect more free passes and string them together. At this point, it's kind of just keep the line moving and, you know, take what you can get.
Yeah, absolutely, and good timing here as well. White takes a strike one, but he is the designated hitter for tonight, so to get a singular duck on the pond for the first time tonight for the Novato Knicks, an opportunity to get some runs across here. Designated hitter White, but he isn't a 0-1 hole. Runner goes, and it's going to be a fouled off by White. Tried to pull the bat back, and he zones up to that little mistake, as you'd have to argue DM was easily going to be safe, standing up probably a second. He got a really good jump on that one, but White couldn't pull the bat back in time, so it's fouled back towards the screen, and it will be an 0-2 count. It will just be treated like a foul ball, and DM will have to retrace his steps towards first. Here's the 0-2 for Schwert. Pickoff attempt.
Yeah, almost caught him napping over there. Diving in head first was DM, but yeah, just kind of keeping him honest. Doesn't look like he'll actually be going here with a 0-2 count.
Right. Still scoreless here. 0-2 count, one out away. Runner on first. Here's Schwert. And he's going to catch him looking there. White is going to be sat down in three pitches off of two seam strikes and a foul ball. And that will be out number two here. And DM will now be going on anything as up to the plate. Batting seventh tonight is going to be Menard for the Novato Knicks.
Yeah, great front door breaking ball. Got the punchy. Had him fooled. He was looking for something either off-speed or a fastball, get him to chase, try and catch up to it, but instead got the breaking ball and just completely fooled White.
And first pitch called strike again. Schwert doing a great job finding his spots here so far. And I know him and Tyler Jones, both of them, heading to Feather River this fall to begin their collegiate careers and play some baseball in the fall and spring, of course. So this is something we will see as this one misses high 1-1. Both Schwert and Jones playing catch from the mound to the plate.
Yeah, and Tyler Jones, which we'll probably get to more when he bats in possibly the bottom of the second, but you'd like to see his offense get a little bit better. He's had more of a quiet start to the year for sure, as this one's popped up.
And it looks like it's going to be underneath first baseman. He will be able to make a grab. That retire the side. Andrew Mora getting his first bit of work in a weekend or so. And that will retire the side. One gets Novato Knicks, but none score. We head to the bottom of second, and we are still scoreless.
Tonight's Colt 45's game is proudly brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. They're at 6186 Trent Creek Road in Redding. Give them a call at 530-365-5383. Whether you're planning a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975.
Gold Leaf Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California, as your Colt 45s are due up to bat here in the bottom of the second of a scoreless ball game. That has worked pretty quick so far. Due up designated hitter, Braden Chiarito, followed by Andrew Mora and Preston Conklin. Should the inning continue again, as mentioned by Jacob Green earlier in the second, Tyler Jones will be due up again. A little bit of a quieter year on the offensive side of things, but did get a home run on Thursday night against this Novato Knicks ball club, so heading in the right direction, to say the least.
I was going to mention, yeah, he did get a dinger, first one of the year, so as long as that picks up, it'll be a great year coming up to him at Feather River.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of these guys, again, Feather River, great place. Stay relatively local, but still play some really high-level baseball. You see why a lot of kids from this Redding and surrounding areas choose to go play ball there. As Bush with a couple of misses here. It's a 2-0 count on the lefty Chiarito, designated hitter for the night. For obvious reasons, the way he's played in this series so far. Here's the 2-0 from Bush showing bunt. Pulls back and it missed the spot. It'll bring the count to 3-0.
And we even have a handful of Simpson University Redhawks that have transferred from Feather River.
Absolutely.
So, some FRJC guys on that roster these last couple of years. It's a 3-0 right there on the inner half. Called strike one.
Now they'll bring the count to 3-1 here. Bush doing what he can to stay alive in this scoreless ball game. 3-1 count, nobody on here in the bottom of the second. Bush kicks and deals the 3-1. Finds the zone. A close one there, painting the corners. It'll fill the count, and now the payoff pitch is pending.
Yeah, Laughlin brought that all the way up from the southern hemisphere into the bottom part of the strike zone. Just barely got it to the knees of Chiarito, and now it's a full count.
Yeah, I'd say a great framing job there by Laughlin. As here's the payoff, and it's going to be called strike, and that is going to be a punch-out. Braden Chiarito with some choice words for the umpire, and he will quickly make his way off before he says anything more.
Yeah, some hand motions saying that was in the right hand, and still exchanging some words with the home plate umpire as he backpedals away past the on-deck circle, saying that was all the way toward the right-hand batter's box, in the right-hand batter's box, rather.
Yeah, and I will say, not just because this is Tiger Field and we're supporting the Colt 45s more or less, a couple back-to-back questionable strike calls there, and Chiarito, obviously, the way he's been hitting the ball, he really wants this opportunity to swing the bat, so strikeout looking there, it's got to be frustrating for him. You see a couple stomps there in the batter's box before making his way out. He had some choice words for the ump.
Yeah, and that's, again, just the not discomfort with the strike zone, but just complete disagreement with
right.
When it goes that way, as this one's fouled up off the plate and Karam's foul.
Now bring the count to 0-2 as Mora swung and missed at the first. So an 0-2 count here, and Bush now controls the inning here. 0-2 count, one out away. Pair of strikeouts for Bush. First out of the first and first out of the second. Looking to get back-to-back K's here. Bush kicks and deals the 0-2. And check swing just low. It'll bring the count to 1-2, trying to get Mora to swing at something low there. But Mora does not bite, however. And again, as mentioned, Mora didn't see him last weekend against the West Coast Kings. We are not entirely sure if he was here on Thursday or not. But getting his first bit of burn in a minute. Left-handed hitter. Check swing. No go. He'll bring the count to 2-2. Less of a check swing, rather, in a full step in. Looked like he was about to start the swing, but decided to lay off. Wise choice by him. Bring the count level at 2-2. One out away here in a scoreless second inning. Here's the 2-2 from Bush. Swung on. It's going to go foul towards the Novato Knicks dugout, and a barehanded play by the head coach of the Knicks. And we will do it again here.
Yeah, great technique from the manager over there, just with the bare hand. Handles on a hop, smooth footwork, stayed back on the ball, nice soft hands through it. Great stuff.
There you go.
There's your breakdown.
Play-by-play of a dead ball. Expect nothing less from the Jacob Green.
You got to have some fun with it.
Absolutely. Here's the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss, and it's going to be not grabbed. They're going to get the throw on a drop third strike, and that will be an out. This will be technically another strikeout swinging there. And back-to-back K's for Wesley Bush in this Knicks defense. Still going through the order against this Colt 45's offense that's been red hot over the past few weeks and through the whole season, really.
Yeah, Wesley Bush's first trip through the Colt 45's order, and he's done a fantastic job. As now Conklin to the plate with the Black Sox up high, even stance up a little bit in the box, right up on top of the plate. And yeah, Mora with the hustle down the first baseline, but Laughlin having to clear as this pitch misses low and away for ball one. And Conklin getting the start at shortstop after coming into the game last night in the seventh inning. He got some burn at short.
Get a 1-0 count here in favor of Conklin against Bush. Bush kicks and deals the 1-0. Another check swing, won't go. And he counts 2-0. So that one misses slightly low. And Bush now trying to level up the count to the best he can, stay in the fight here. 2-0. Swung on hard by Conklin through the 5-6 hole, and that's going to be a good-looking single out to left field. Thinking about going two, but decides to hold hard. And it's a single for Preston Conklin, and that is how the offense will begin tonight for the Colt 45s.
Yeah, as if on cue, again, the announcer's, I don't want to say curse, but the announcer jinx of sorts coming through is talking about 5-up, 5-down for Wesley Bush, and then all of a sudden, Conklin getting his first burn and on Bush's first trip through the lineup as well here in the bottom of the second inning, and just pulls one through the left side for a base hit, snuck it between the shortstop and third baseman. That's Miller and Jameson over there on the left side of the infield. This one misses in the dirt, picked by Laughlin for ball one to the right end, hitting Tyler Jones, the backstop tonight, and the battery mate of tonight's starting pitcher, Blake Schwert, for the Colt 45s with that wide stance up in the box on the right side.
And here's the 1-0 called strike. He'll even up 1-1. And yeah, with my slight tendency of announcer's curses, I would like to point out, I feel like it's pretty neutral. I curse both teams at the same time as a pickoff attempt just to keep Conklin on first is failed, but keeps him honest and has to get down and get a little dirty there to stay safe.
Yeah,
1-1 count with two outs away. Runner on first here in the bottom of the second. Tyler Jones swinging, and it's going to go foul up right outside the ballpark. It looks like it'll land.
Yeah, souvenir for a fan out there making their way in. Up and over.
A little bit under that one, Tyler Jones, but love to see him making a hard cut at the ball. But now just one strike away from retiring the side here, possibly. Wesley Bush peering in. Here's the 1-2. No call, and it'll be 2-2. Close one there.
Just missed a little bit off.
Yeah.
It was about knee height, but trying to get him to chase on that breaking ball away, the front door slider, it looked like.
Yeah, and I'm sure Braden Chiarito in the dugout is saying, I got the same one, and I'm sitting here in the dugout. I'm not on third base. As 2-2, through the same spot, the 5-6 hole, and it's going to roll out to left field for another single. Great hit there by Tyler Jones, and back-to-back contact hits. Puts a runner in scoring position for the Colt 45s here in the second.
Now it's TZ, the Z-Man.
We've
got to find a better nickname for him.
TZ Too Breezy.
TZ Too Breezy. That's too lengthy. It's got to be quicker than that.
You think about it.
It's got to be laconic.
The letter T, the letter Z, the number 2, and then Breezy.
I can't do it.
Doesn't sound too bad.
That's more of a basketball nickname, I feel like.
I guess.
Did he play basketball?
Did he hoop? Yes, he did. But in high school. I think he won all league too his senior year, if I'm not mistaken.
That would explain the speed.
I need to get out of Reading.
Well.
I just know everyone, don't I? Runners on first and second here in this bottom of the second. Tyler Zanheiser with an opportunity to bring Conklin around and possibly even Tyler Jones on second and first. And get the scoring started off tonight. A little bit later than last night as it came in the bottom of the first, but better late than never, of course, in this early young ball game. 0-0 count. Bush kicks and deals down in the dirt, and a good job by the catcher keeping that in front of him. Bring the count to 1-0.
Yeah, blocking the 5-hole with the glove. Great job being a backstop right there for Laughlin.
Yeah, absolutely. And on deck would be the last batter of the night, but Mark Anthony Carroll. But another thing we saw when we were looking at the lineups today, good depth all the way through from 1-9 for this Colt 45's offense. Swing and a miss there from Zanheiser, even the count 1-1. Just slightly misses, a little bit late on that one, a little bit under as well. So 1-1 count here, two outs away. Runners on first and second take their leads. Bush checks and deals, misses low, the count's 2-1.
And the infielder's playing behind the runners as well, so they have plenty of room to move and groove left and right. They're taking some huge secondary leads, especially Preston Conklin out there at second base. That 1-2 hop, he's getting about halfway between second and third base.
In this bottom of the second, here's the 2-1, swung on by Zanheiser towards left field. It's going to find some grass, and sending home is going to be Conklin, and he will score. And Tyler Jones able to make his way up to third base. A courtesy runner for Tyler Jones, that is, actually. We'll get the name for you.
I think it's Deegan Paulos out there. Could be wrong, but just based on the profile alone. And Zanheiser comes through, three straight hits for the Colt 45s. Dunked it down into left field for a base hit. Another pull side base hit as we got three righties in a row, which is a rarity here with this lineup for sure. And now Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate, who's had some solid knocks the last couple of days as well. And yeah, that is Deegan Paulos, the courtesy runner out there at third base. And the cutoff throw came through as this one catches the bottom of the zone for a strike one. The cutoff throw came through to the third baseman, who was the, shorthanded cutoff man in this case. And what ended up happening was he took the throw and there was no one at third base. So great heads up play by Deegan Paulos to get there in time and cruise into third base.
Yeah, absolutely. And runners at the corners now. But yeah, great heads up play by Deegan Paulos. Dickey would have held second, but an RBI single for Tyler Zanheiser and runners at the corners. 0-2 count here, though. And Bush looking to retire the side on Mark Anthony Carroll. Runner going. Zanheiser will get down, but he is safe. No throw attempt made. And now we'll have back-to-back runners in scoring position on second and third. Tyler Zanheiser at second. Deegan Paulos at third. Running in relief for Tyler Jones, the catcher. He's probably just getting his gear on and dug out there.
Yeah, put the tools of ignorance back on.
Bring the count to 1-2 here. After the miss from Bush, looking to retire the side here. Then a chop at it by Mark Anthony Carroll to drop third strike. And it's a missed throw, and he will be able to go. Runners come across to score. Paulos and Zanheiser will score off the E2. And the Sun may have played slight backer, but just not an accurate throw. And Mark Anthony Carroll's going to turn a strikeout into a double, essentially.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I thought with there being runners on second and third, a drop third strike doesn't matter. But in this case, a first base is unoccupied, so the runners can go, and then also you can technically, quote-unquote, steal first base. So drop third strike attempt, and yeah, that's one way of handling that E2, and just the defensive blunder puts a crooked number up there for the Colt 45s now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that brings the score to 3-0. Now the Colt 45s lead in the bottom of the second. Two outs away. Mark Anthony Carroll was striking out and turns into scoring position.
But now a
throw of a ball.
Second time this year that we could see the opposing team strike out four batters in a row. Or in an inning, rather.
There you go.
I might be able to look for that ball post-game based on where it went. It bounced off a tree and then scattered. And I'll tell you what, based on where it went, I don't think anybody's going to find it. It's going to be like an Easter egg out there.
That foul will bring it to an 0-1 count here. Here's the other one from Bush, called strike. I bring the count to 0-2, and a little bit of frustration from Ayers there. He felt like that one was outside. Bush looking at the 0-2 here. Going to retire the side. Kicks and deals. Just high. I'll bring the count to 1-2. And runner going. They're going to say he's safe there. It's Mark Anthony Carroll stealing third, and he is now 90 feet away from coming around to score here.
Yeah, some great stuff again from Mark Anthony Carroll, who got an abundance of free footage, and now he's got that stolen base to add to it. So he's, you know, been on a pretty much a round tripper at this point in a very short time.
Absolutely. All he's got left is to steal home with a light chuckle there.
Which, let's see if he does that. We've seen crazier things.
True. 1-2 count. Misses high from Bush. He'll even up the count 2-2 for the top lineup, Timmy Ayers, who struck out in the first inning leading off for the Colt 45s, looking to avoid doing that again. Just reach any way possible here. Get runners on the corners or bring a runner around to score if it's hit into the outfield here. Here's the 2-2. It's going to miss. It'll fill up the count and a little bit of jawing from the Novato Knicks bench as they felt there was a ring-up opportunity there with the strike.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised this early in the ballgame
yeah.
that the antics will ensue from both dugouts.
Here's the full count. Pitch from Bush. Misses, and that will bring Ayers over to first and put runners on the corners for D'Amico Parker, an opportunity to keep this inning running and keep the two-out rally going in this 3-0 ballgame. Runners at the corners, one on first and one on third. D'Amico Parker grounded out to second in the first inning in his first at-bat, looking to avoid doing that again and at least bring Mark Anthony Carroll around to score, who's done great work running the bases so far. Maybe the 1-0 count here as he watches one go by for ball. Parker here. Runner going, throw being made, and they are going to get him.
Sniped him.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
Timmy Ayers gets thrown out. D'Amico Parker will finish his at-bat in the bottom of the third, but stranding one on third is Mark Anthony Carroll as the Colt 45s, but three come around to score, and that breaks the deadlock here as we head to the third inning. The Colt 45s lead by a score of 3-0.
Yeah, three runs on three hits. They took advantage of an error, and apart from that, just breakdown there, but a great caught stealing by Laughlin to Miller on the bag out there at second base. Tonight's game is sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Thank you to Gold Leaf Nursery for sponsoring tonight's action here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and KCNR Reading. You can find them at 6186 Churn Creek Road or give them a call at 530-365-5383.
Goldleaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Jameson, and then the top fielder, David Gibbs, due up for the Novato Knicks, facing off against Blake Schwartz. Take you the rest of the way through the third. Here's Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob. As a high pitch called for ball one on Laughlin, coming from Blake Schwartz. Schwartz on the night with a few strikeouts. He's got three of them and a couple groundouts as well, and one pop-out. So through two innings of work, pretty clean sheet. He's got the one walk as well as this one's called strike. 1-1, the only blemish to his record so far. But no one coming across and getting a run on the scoreboard, which is the most important stat for anyone on the defensive side of things, as this one misses. I'll bring the count to 2-1. So, yeah, as Jacob mentioned, Laughlin, followed by Jameson at the bottom of the lineup, and then Gibbs at the top of the lineup. As this one's fouled back by Laughlin, I'll even up the count 2-2. And the catcher here in his first at-bat of the night, coming a little bit later than you'd assume in the top of the third. Got an opportunity to get on here and get the Knicks their first hit of the night. Here's the 2-2. Swung on off the ground. It's going to be foul. Looked for a second from the angle where I was sitting. It was going to tear him fair, but it skips foul towards that third base line. Very calmly and quietly. Count remains 2-2 here in the top of the third in a 3-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead. Coming off a two-out rally in the bottom of the second. Here's the 2-2. Called strike. Ring him up. Got him looking, and that is out number one here. And that is the second backwards K. Two looking, two swinging for Blake Schwartz, and a good start for him here early on in tonight's ballgame. Two up now is Jameson, who is manning the hot corner on the defensive side of things for the Novato Knicks at third base. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch from Schwartz, swung on towards that 4-3 hole. Great play by Mark Anthony Carroll. Expect nothing less than yet another 4-3 putout tonight. And that is out number two. First pitch swinging from Jameson. And quick work again through the lineup with just one walk, one blemish for Blake Schwartz in this Colt 45's defense through 2 2/3 innings.
Yeah, and again, Mark Anthony Carroll, the defensive prowess, you said it, Spencer. We've seen it all year and even last year.
Right.
Short second, even a little time at third. Great range, great arm.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gibbs now looking to get on for the first time. And he'll be first pitch swing as well. And Schwartz going to make a little jog here right back up towards first. And that is a 1-3 put out. And just like that, a six-pitch inning or half inning will retire the side. Three up, three down. And the Colt 45s continue the defensive performance here in a 3-0 ball game. We'll head to the bottom of the third shortly.
Yeah, made very quick work of this Novato Nick lineup as they went 1-2-3, like you said, on six pitches, and you know what can also make quick work of something? Quick work of your backyard. That's Gold Leaf Nursery. They're ready to spruce up your whole property. They have everything you need for planting a backyard garden, or again, anything on your whole property. Gold Leaf Nursery, quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. Gold Leaf Nursery, they've been exceeding expectations since 1975. You can go visit them at 6186 Turn Creek Road, or give them a call at 530-365-5383.
Gold Goldleaf Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? Special order at a discount price. Goldleaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Chucker Golf Course.
Shasta Redding. KCNR, Shasta Redding.
You're tuned in to Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. I'm Jacob Green, joined by Spencer Schlange here with you. It's great to have you with us on this Saturday night, soon to be under the lights from Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's to Nico Parker with a new set of downs here in the bottom half of the third of a 3-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead. It'll be Parker, Caballero, and Chiarito due up. Take you the rest of the way through this home half of the third. Here's Spencer.
Jacob, you have to Miko Parker, another great athlete on this Colt 45s offense, as he will foul one straight up into the air. Catcher might be able to make a play on it. First baseman actually makes a great play for it, and a great grab there by first baseman for the Novato Knicks. That's going to be Harp, and that is how the bottom of the third will begin here.
Yeah, and unfortunately for D'Amico Parker, just, hair under and a hair too late, popped it up, and a great play by the first baseman angling down the line into foul territory. Got about 15 feet into it over there, about 3 or 4 feet off the fence, and Harp able to get to it.
Yeah, and a great play, and I must say, what a beautiful night out here at Tiger Field. I love when the shadows just kind of take over most of the Tiger Field and the walls, the sunset just hitting the walls and hitting the tree line in the background with that one singular palm tree out in right field as well. Called strike here on Nicholas Caballero, who grounded out in his first at-bat in the first inning.
Yeah, that lone palm tree out there in right field. I don't know if I noticed it before, obviously, but I never noticed
it. It's my first time making
like
a comment about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's really stuck out to me this time.
Out of place in such a beautiful way, if that makes sense. This one's going to miss low and even up to count 1-1.
Can we cut that live?
I feel like that's valid.
Perfectly out of place in a beautiful way. Do you ever feel like you're out of place in a beautiful way? You just...
No comment. All right, 1-1 count here, one out away in the 3-0 ball game at the Colt 45 lead. Swung on hard there by Caballero. He's going to find some grass there in shallow center field, and he might look to go two. He will hold at one, and that is another good-looking stand-up single for the Colt 45s in Nicholas Caballero.
Yeah, great piece of hitting. Dunked it over, got it past the second baseman into that right center gap where it had to be cut off by the center fielder Gibbs to hold him to a single, just a solid knock, and the hits continue to start here for the Colt 45s. There's now four hits for the Colt 45s.
It looks like the third base umpire decided to take matters into his own hands and make sure all the players of the Novato Knicks are sitting in the dugout.
Yeah, which...
Rule, not rule.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's one of those not really too enforced rules, especially in the major leagues.
Right.
You can't be, like, 2 feet planted outside the dugout standing there. That's why you have those national anthem standoffs. And
right.
I've seen players get ejected over that as Chiarito with a compact stance deep in the box takes ball two, left-hand batter. But again, he's due for a home run. He's done it in 2 games straight. Why not make it 3?
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm sure that's why he's batting in the DH spot tonight. Here's the 2-0 swung up right over our heads and smacking down right, and it'll hop the fence, of course. I was about to say, that's one Jacob could go get right now. I could take over.
I could have wall climbed maybe really if any real MLB fans that followed it the last year or two, Denzel Clark at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, California, had that dazzling play out in center field to rob the home run, got up on top of the wall, hung up there, one arm over the other side of it, and now another one fouled back. Somehow misses a car.
And that will even up the count 2-2, and that one, I saw where it went. Maybe I'll tell this kid it went behind that tree over there. Or I'll leave it for Jacob.
Well, Rick Bassetti is chasing it down over there. He's got eyes on it.
So a 2-2 count here off a couple foul balls there from Chiarito. One out away, runner on first. And swing and a miss. Bush retires him there. Out number two.
And got him on the front door breaking ball. That was just, I mean, that was disgusting.
Yeah.
There's no other way to say it.
Absolutely. And on the technicality, that will be the fifth strikeout for Wesley Bush. Obviously only four outs off of the strikeout. But coming from Mark Anthony Carroll off that dropped third strike, he ended up getting not just one base, but a couple of them off a wild throw towards first. So now Andrew Mora, two up, who struck out swinging in the bottom of the second. The last out before that two-out rally began and brought us to where we are now. 3-0 ball game, Colt 45's lead, and a runner on first. Two outs away in this 1-0 count here. Bush peers in, pitches swung on into deep center field. It might be gone. Watching, and it is out of here. A shot only for Andrew Moore. And it looks like there might be some talk about a ground rule double, but they're going to bring him around for now. A lot of talk coming from the Novato Knicks side. And he will handle that ball once it was its way to deep center. But home run. And the score is improved to 5-0 for the Colt 45s. Two-run shot from Andrew Mora.
Yeah, now the umpires are going to come together for a confabulation, talk things over, because what it was right up near that post
right
with the 370 mark on it in right center field. It goes from shade to sun, so that ball is really hard to see all of a sudden.
Yeah, it got lost for sure.
And it gets lost in the shadows. The right fielder and center fielder, the universal sign with the hands up for saying that's not over the wall or it's stuck underneath the wall or something to that effect. It's stuck in the padding. There's, of course, no padding out there, just signage of advertisements on that brick wall. And now they're going to call it a double, saying it's short hop the wall. Now Bob Anderson is going to come out here and talk with the third base umpire.
Those Novato Knicks in the field, obviously, you're going to do what you can. At Summer Ball League, it would be weird to lie about a home run going over the wall, you know what I mean? And it's,
yeah.
But like I said, I lost that one. I saw how deep it was going. I thought it was going to be gone. And then right in line with that street post, or that street light, the lamp post for Tiger Field, the lights.
That also means Cabrera should be at third, which
yeah,
now,
definitely.
Now the umpires and me are on the same page.
Yeah, and I saw Cabrera actually sitting there just kind of waiting, chatting up the catcher a little bit, looking to make his way back on the third. So there should be 3-0 is still the score, but it will be treated like a double.
Now Cabrera ought to his place at third. So, yeah, second and third with two outs. And
it will say Chiarito rounded second, and he took a couple pauses, but the umpire told him to keep on going, that it was a home run. But definitely a hard one to see there. So a little bit of confusion, which is nothing we are not used to here at Tiger Field.
Yeah, Mora collects another extra base hit on the year, which I think it could be wrong, even with missing a couple weekends, might be up there with the team lead. We don't have the official stats with us. As this one's hit in the air toward right, playable for the right fielder, Anderson coming on. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number three, and the side is retired after the Mora ground rule double. Holds runners, and unfortunately for the Colt 45s, they strand a pair aboard as Conklin flies out to end things here. They leave a pair, and they score none here in the home half of the third. It's 3-0 after three complete. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. Thank you, Gold Leaf Nursery, for sponsoring tonight's action here on KCNR.
Gold Leaf Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned.
big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Fans, welcome back to Tiger Field as this first pitch is swung on a little bit of a check swing right to Mark Anthony Carroll, and it's going to be a 4-3 put out, and that's how we start the top of the fourth inning. Just right to the action, first pitch swinging was Miller, and I guess I'll pass it over to Jacob Green now to take you the rest of the way through this fourth inning in a 3-0 ball game. Due up is Harp and Anderson.
Down out, one out, nobody on for Gillespie hitting Ryan Harp.
Yeah, and it just looked like a little, almost a check swing. It was a little inside on him. Miller's obviously a taller guy, but just kind of swung in on it on the arms and just a half-hearted swing that made good contact, but just bounces right to Mark Anthony Carroll, who's going to make that play 10 out of 10 times.
Well, you'd hope 10 out of 10 times.
Right.
The lights have come on here at Tiger Field, but still a long way away from taking full effect. Here's the 1-1 delivery, waved at for strike two, way out in front.
Blake Schwart tonight has done a great job of limiting runners advancing and staying super calm. He's looked really good all night so far, and in his fourth inning of work, looking to make quick work of it yet again.
Now the 2-2 delivery. Wave that ball in the dirt, gathered by Jones. He'll clear and throw down to first base in time for the strikeout. Great job by Tucker to get out of the way of the path of that bat that was tumbling and rolling after it was flicked away by Ryan Harp. Now Anderson to the plate, right-hand batter, socks up high.
Yeah, Nicole 45's clearing, or Tyler Jones clearing quickly there. Take a called strike, Anderson will bring the count to 0-1. But something I've been very impressed with is how well they've cleared out of the base runner's line and made those throws look relatively effortless for the most part. Obviously, we saw one earlier that brought a couple runs across to score. Otherwise, this is a totally different ball game. 0-2 count here.
Now the 0-2 breaking ball hit up and away to stay alive, and it goes toward a bass boat parked out there, which when I drove in,
little wince.
I looked at that guy, looked at that guy's truck and whole rig, and I said, that's not a great place to park your $70,000 boat. Here's the 0-2 breaking ball misses for ball one, and being on a bass fishing team for 4 years and around a lot of different boats and all the bells and whistles that come with a nice bass fishing boat. Here's the 1-2, waved at strike three. Three up, three down. Back-to-back K's in the inning for Schwert as the side is retired. As I was saying, it's a lot of money standing out there. And if they drop a ball, not a place you want your boat and truck parked. But at the end of 3.5, it's a 3-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead here on KCNR.
Today's Colt 45s game is proudly brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975. Stop by today at 6186 Churn Creek Road or call at 530-365-5383. That's 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests
passed away, all our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Cherry Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Seven, 9, 2 up for the 45. Here's the first pitch to Mr. Tyler Jones. Misses up and in for ball one. Small glint of chin music there for the catcher tonight. The batter made of Blake Schwert. Here's the 1-0 delivery to the right hand hitting Jones. Is popped up back behind home plate toward the dugout now of the Knicks. And running out of room up against the netting. And just barely out of real estate, probably by about 3 inches, I would say.
Yeah, close one there. Laughlin almost, he was there, obviously, giving chase to it. Wasn't late. It would have been close, probably a diving play if the net wasn't there. But, yeah, needed the tiniest bit more of real estate. If that net went out towards the dugout a little bit more, it would have been a catch.
Yeah, and he play, got there in time to squeeze it. It
right.
was just a matter of real estate to get to, leaning back out of the way of this one. But it's actually going to catch the arm pad of Tyler Jones, and he's aboard with the hit by pitch, so he'll take first base, and then Deegan Paulus will be the courtesy runner out there for the second time tonight.
Yeah, and a great job there, just wearing that one on the shoulder. Obviously turns inside to limit the damage there. You don't want to take a fastball to the shoulder, but misses inside, up on the shoulders, and 390 feet there for Tyler Jones.
390 feet, even getting out of the way of it.
Right.
At least he caught the arm pad, the elbow pad right there.
Yeah.
I should say. Now
it did look a little unnatural, the deflection it took off into the catcher's glove.
Yeah,
so
just
good
a
call there by
odd.
The umpire.
Yeah, good quick eye as well. Pickoff's him back towards first, and first baseman dropping the baseball in the tag attempt, and caroms away where he gathers it real quick, but Paulus remains at first base, stays there, and yeah, that was almost... Paulus almost got caught napping over there at first. He was back diving late. There's the first pitch to the right-handed Xanizer. In the air toward left center field. It's over the center fielder's head. Gibbs giving chase. Plays the cam off the bottom of the wall. Out rounding third. Cruising past second and holding there with a long double as Tyler Xanizer. Paulus comes all the way around from first to score. And it's now a 4-0 Colt 45 lead.
And how about that from Tyler Xanizer, all the way back into the deepest part of the ballpark and skipping off the wall there to at the warning track. About as great of a double as you could. Whoa, great of a double. Okay, great double there from Tyler Xanizer.
Double, some quality you can taste and see.
As
how about
great
that?
As a double as you could imagine.
There we go.
Oh,
whoa. We're back in sync.
There we go. Yeah, no, we're back.
And now a mound visit here with the Novato Knicks, Wesley Bush, and the coach, along with the catcher, Mr. Laughlin, and Xanizer. I mean, it's clearly the deepest part of the ballpark out there to the left of the 406 line. Got it to short hop the wall off the base of the wall, and it was almost played perfectly by the center fielder, Gibbs, but it just kind of took a weird hop and Karen passed him, but he got to it quick.
Yeah.
And made a strong throw in, almost was going to get Paulus at home, but ended up holding Xanizer to the double, so teasy too breezy with the two-bagger.
There you go. I told you, it's catchy. It'll catch on.
Teasy too breezy with the two-bagger easy.
There you go.
Clip that. Send it to him. Show him it at work.
Chat clip it. Mark Anthony Carroll up now. Runner in scoring position, 4-0 ball game in the bottom of four.
Yeah, we'll get our producer to live record that maybe and clip it. We'll send it to Mr. Xanizer. Now the field umpires remember which angle they should be playing at as the first base / middle of the field umpire shifts on over. Nobody out. Runner on second for Carroll. Around a bunt, pulls back. Ball taken inside for ball one. He reached on that E2 his first time up on the strikeout.
Yeah, and he would later come around to score there as well. Get stranded at third, but bring two runs across off that play.
And steal third.
Yeah.
Here's the 1-0 delivery, showing bunt, pulling it back again in time for ball two. Not showing bunt is Carroll with the count. 2-0 and takes outside for ball three. Now waves the bat back and forth as he readies. And sets. Here's the 3-0 delivery. Misses low and in for ball four.
Yeah, and a four-pitch walk there in favor of Mark Anthony Carroll. Now Wesley Bush, some activity in the bullpen down that first baseline for the Novato Knicks, and you'd assume this is going to be the end for Wesley Bush after this inning. I'd assume they try to get him to finish off this inning, but 4-0 ball game, runners on first and second. Definitely a possibility that he gets pulled earlier than that.
Now Timmy Ayers with the top of the lineup to the plate. Shows bunt and doesn't quite get it down. Goes foul. He has walked and struck out swinging tonight and was caught stealing back in the second.
And now the entire ballpark here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, covered by shade. And just the tree line catching the last little bit of sun before it dips behind the mountains there behind us.
Now the 0-1 around the bunt gets it down up the third baseline. A thing of beauty gathered by the third baseman. Off-bound throw toward first in time. And then the first baseman doing a great job. That's Ryan Harp to go toward the mound and look the runner back. The runner at third, that's Zanizer. And then the runner at second, Carroll, held there. So the sacrifice bunt works for Ayers. He's retired on the 5-3. That is out number one.
An incredible bunt, as you mentioned. It could not have been more perfect, but a great heads-up play there by the Knicks defense. Third baseman Jameson making a throw on a dime there off 1 foot and kind of coming up sidearm with it, making a great play. Obviously, runners advance 90 feet each, so two runners in scoring position with that one out away now, taking away that double play for the most part. So now it's Timmy Ayers does his job.
Yeah, now the activity out of the bullpen will come in. They're going to pull the starting pitcher tonight, Wesley Bush, from the ball game. His night is done, and a dazzling performance, but just some of the walks and then some hits in the second inning cost him, and four runs across, as we will have a new pitcher on in relief to face off against DJ Parker when we return after this short break here on KCNR.
Goldleaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Cherry Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
The new reliever for the Novato Knicks, and I believe it is Deem, the second baseman, who's going to shift over from second to pitching, and then a new second baseman in the ball game. So it will be Dime moving over from second base to pitcher, and he'll be in that five spot still. And then the new second baseman, well, we'll find out who exactly that is, but they'll come in to play defense here in this fourth inning. Here in the home half of the fourth of a 4-0 ball game, as Bob Anderson's now going to come out to double-check the lineups, along with the Novato Nick manager, as they go over their P's and Q's and make sure their T's are dotted, their I's are crossed.
What?
K
Rockies are dotted, I's are crossed.
Okay. Well, we just had a first. Chad Johnson, our PA announcer, just passed the second baseman personally during this break in the action. We could turn around to show him the number so that we can know who exactly he is, and it's number 31, for which I couldn't tell you if we... It is Justice Brinson.
There we go, Brinson.
Who got some burn last night. He was the catcher at one point. At one point or another, I should say. So now the Nevada Knicks manager and Bob Anderson talking things over personally with each other. A little one-on-one. Now DJ Parker will climb into the box after this short little break in the action. A little, you know, lull in the action. Make sure everyone's on the same page. All everything's set in order as DJ Parker finally climbs in the box to the elation of the fans here in attendance. With one out and runners on second and third after the sacrifice bunt. Here's the delivery, misses wide for ball one. Now peering in is Diem. Some action out in that Novato Nick bullpen. As this one skips all the way to the backstop and trotting in to score will be Zanheiser. It's now 5-0. That runner belongs to the previous pitcher as Carroll. Now the last remaining of Bush's responsibilities.
Yeah, and he will advance to third as well on that wild pitch. So another 90 feet, technically 180 feet. Off the bunt sacrifice, and then the wild pitch. It's now, as Jacob mentioned, 4-0 ball game. 5-0, rather.
With the runner on third.
That's one you want to get right for sure, the score. I had to double check.
You always got to make sure.
5-0, Colt 45's lead.
Which, yeah, according to my calculations, we're both on the same page. This one misses low for ball four to DJ Parker. So a four-pitch walk issue to Parker and the free pass effect here. So runners at first and third. Caballero to the plate. He's grounded out in single tonight. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitter, and this is low.
Yeah, and the Knicks right now, you just really need to double play to retire the side and keep just the two coming across. You want to be able to pry your way back into this game, which is what they're going to have to do on the offensive side of things. This is something I feel like we see a lot with Caballero. Got something in his eye, some dirt or something like that.
Yeah, it happened last night as well.
If I have saw the same exact walk-off and a little dig into the eye there to make sure he can at least see the ball coming towards him.
I'll tell you this, you do not want to have dirt in your eye when you're about to face 85.
Right.
As this one misses low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. With one out, runners at first and third, you have to assume DJ Parker has the green light here from first base. A couple paces off that first base bag being held on by Ryan Harp. The 2-0, Parker going, taking up high, throw it down to second base, is going to not nab DJ Parker. The tag applied, but I think they're going to call it as the ball was not in total control by the second baseman, Brinson. And
yeah, an incredible speed there from D'Amico Parker to beat the tag there if he did.
Yeah, and both field umpires verifying it with each other, no tag. So, safe at second base on the stolen base. And we haven't seen a stolen base from DJ Parker in what feels like a few games at least. And he's back in there with the team lead. I think he has 6 on the year.
Yeah, not to mention that pitch was called ball, so that's now a pitch away from loading the bases here. A ball, one more ball away, and there it is. The bases are now loaded with one out away. You know, due up is Braden Chiarita, the designated hitter for the Colt 45s tonight, for obvious reasons based off how he's played this series.
Now is a huge opportunity for Mr. Chiarito. Facing off against Diem. He's got 2 Ks tonight, one looking, one swinging, and you have to assume anything in the zone for this lefty, he is going to be swinging away on. For sure. Now is the first pitch to him.
This is way upstairs for ball one.
Yeah, and I'm sure Dime, as he was playing at second, not expecting to pitch today, might be playing a little bit of factor. Maybe got a little bit of a heads up, but...
Yeah, nothing too crazy, I'm sure.
This can't seem to hit his spot, though. As of yet, obviously early on, trying to figure out where that one missed. He sat there with his hands thrown up.
Two balls and no strikes. Hitters count for Chirito. Here's a 2-0. It's a ground ball toward the first baseman. He's going to gather, go home for one. The relay back to first is going to be not in time. The tag applied, but Chirito was on the bag. And, I mean, a great job by the first baseman to not only get put down the runner at home, but then, I mean, he had to get back to the first base bag quick. He charged that baseball to get the runner at home on the force.
Yeah, so that was an...
Carroll out on the 3-2, and then reaching on the fielder's choice is Chirito.
Yeah, that was an incredibly impressive play by the first baseman, as mentioned. And I thought he had him out, actually. I thought they had one of the best double plays I've seen in my time here at Tiger Field with you, Jacob, in the booth. And the umpire's still going to talk about it and see. I wouldn't be surprised if this was overturned, but they're going to call safe. So we will keep it going. Bases remain loaded, but no run comes across the score there on the fielder's choice.
Yeah. Either he didn't get the tag there in time, and the throw had to be not lollipop, but he had to take a little bit off of it just due to the fact that the first baseman was kind of backpedaling toward first base.
Not on first base yet.
Yeah, he was running a little bit of a post route right there toward the outside pylon.
Incredible backpedaling, though, I will say, as this one's called strike on Andrew Mora. Little tomato action, just putting it in reverse.
Rear view mirrors.
There you go.
Bases are loaded with two outs now, an 0-1 count on left hand hitting Mora, who missed a homer by... I mean, not much. Probably about 3 feet.
Yeah, I was about to say, less than the height of the average human being, I would argue.
Yeah, probably less than 3 feet. Here's the 1-1 is a line shot foul over the third base dugout of the Colt 45s. To make the count 1-2. Here with the bases loaded. Dueling activity up and out there in the Novato Nick bullpen. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Diem. Breaking ball is a line shot toward the center fielder. Gibbs is going to get down for a base hit. Coming to score is Parker. Rounding third and digging for home. Now into second base and in with a slide safely. And it's a two-run double for Andrew Mora. Back-to-back doubles. And Mora's at-bats tonight brings two home with Parker and Caballero. Coming in to score and moving up to third was Chirito. He had a hold there, and Gibbs chasing that baseball down, able to get to it quickly and then toss it in to hold Chirito at third. It was almost a base-clearing double as Preston Conklin, the ninth batter of this inning, to the plate now for the 45s.
Yeah, an incredible at-bat there by Andrew Mora. Back-to-back, that one a little more contact just over the shortstop's head. Wasn't into shallow outfield, but into the central center field. Not too shallow, but in this 7-0 ball game now with two runners in scoring position, as Jacob mentioned, batting all the way through now if Preston Conklin can find a way to get on.
There's a 1-0 delivery from Diem as he comes set. Rocks and delivers. This is low and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, it's a 7-0 ball game that the 45 lead. Runners take their leads from second and third. It's Chirito at third and Mora at second. The 2-0. Misses wide again for ball three. Missed low and away. To the right hand hitting Preston Conklin here in the home half of the fourth. The ninth batter of the inning with two gone. Here's the 3-0 delivery from Diem. On the outside corner. Gets one in there for a called strike one.
Yeah, great looking pitch there from DM2. Just trying to stay alive, of course.
Here's the 3-1 delivery from the righty. It's a ground ball toward the first baseman. Harp gathers. It's going to be a foot race to the bag, and he's going to beat Conklin there
as Ryan Harp, the speedy first baseman, got to the baseball, had to wait for it, and then in the foot race to the bag, got there in time for the three unassisted, and I will say, smaller frame and a more muscular first baseman over there who was ranging over to the pole side with the righty up. He was deep toward the first base, second base hole on that right side and got to the bag in time after waiting for that ground ball. It was a fantastic play by Ryan Harp. Here in this fourth inning, the Colt 45s put four on the board. It's 7-0 after four complete.
Yeah, great, impressive stuff there. Tonight's Colt 45s game is proudly brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975. Stop by today at 6186 Jordan Creek Road or call at 530-365-5383. That's 530-365-5383.
Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course. Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
No balls and two strikes, and it's a hard hit, base hit into center field, as the new second baseman in the game for the Novato Knicks takes away the no-hitter of Blake Schwert, and it happens just like that in that second base spot of the lineup. So, not even sure. Oh, that's Brinson out there, rather. Forgot Brinson came into the game. And now some confusion as the pitcher, who is now number one of Deem. So Deem drops in the lineup from that 5 spot to the 6 spot of the designated hitter spot, which, of course, is for the pitcher. So the DH turns into the pitcher spot of the lineup, and the second base spot stays the second base spot. So Brinson in the game at second base back in the 4th with a new reliever on. He breaks up the no-hitter, and now there's a runner on first with nobody out here in this 7-0 top of the 5th inning. And now I take that back.
Maybe a mistake in the lineup
Because of the mistake in the lineup, I mean, yeah, you can't make it up. Hold out. So take back everything I just said. I thought that...
Now you jinxed it, so...
Yeah, well, now... now Dean's going to get a hit, I'll tell you that much.
Jinxed it, so...
Yeah, well, now... now Dean's going to get a hit. Is what it is.
Now you jinxed it.
Here's the 1-0. Is foul tip back to the screen to even the count up at 1 ball and 1 strike. And
So I'm assuming the next time around, Brinson will be batting where he just did. But it
so
was
take back everything I just said.
Order. Because Deem has to take that designated hitter spot, correct?
That's what I thought. But I...
Maybe it wasn't substituted on the scorecard like that, so
yeah.
Brinson has to sit one out.
He might have to be announced to the home plate umpire.
Right.
Is the issue why he was called out, not necessarily that he was in the wrong spot. So
yeah.
Take
so
back everything I just said. And this one is into center field for a base hit, and there goes the no-hitter in the official capacity now.
Yeah, and that one will not be coming back, just to make that clear.
And
I mean, you'd assume.
Yeah, barring some sort of a miracle, I guess, would be the only way, but...
So now Brinson will be heading up to bat.
Yeah, so now Brinson will bat in the DH spot. So, let's just say my scorecard's a bit messy, to say the least. And, yeah, all of that... I mean, you just can't make it up.
So it's almost like they didn't move in the lineup at all. Like those few pitches from short never happened towards Brinson when he got his first base hit.
But it is, in fact, an out.
But it is an out. So it's like starting with an out.
Yeah,
starting
essentially.
Gotcha.
So
we're learning as we go as well here based off of this.
And what I thought I knew was incorrect, which makes it even funnier at this point. So Deem is now on first base in that five spot. And then in the sixth spot is Brinson in the DH spot. Now, this almost makes zero sense to me because I have it backward from what I thought it was. It's now called strike two, and Brinson in an 0-2 hole for the second time in as many at-bats, but only one of these officially counting, and J.J. Spencer is out there warming up in the pen for the Nevada Knicks. A Colt... Simpson University Red Hawk, rather, not a Colt 45. Now one ball and two strikes after this one misses to Brinson, who's the second baseman tonight. Now coming into the game in that fourth inning, Justice Brinson.
Yeah.
There it goes. This one's popped toward right. Sheer ears coming on, rather. Playable for him. Shower right field, and he'll double off the runner, and it's a two-out inning double play due to the out on the discrepancy of Clark. And all of that, Blacksport really only has to get two outs, which he, in fact, does, and somehow gives up two hits, but only one of those counts. So the no-hitter lost, and Blake Short and the third base coach of the Nevada Knicks exchanging some words as well. Not sure if they're necessarily back and forth, you know, ill intent of any sort, but now it's kind of slowed down and separated of sorts, some verbal back and forth, but seems to be all good. And with all that said, the side is retired as the Colt 45s pull off the double play. As we are halfway through the ball game tonight, it'll be J.J. Spencer on in relief for the Nevada Knicks, and we return after this.
Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality you need. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975. Stop by today at 6186 Churn Creek Road or call at 530-365-5383. That's 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests
weeks away, all our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's the bottom of the fifth inning. Here is J.J. Spencer on in relief for the Novato Knicks. He will face off against Jones, Zanizer, and Carroll.
Yeah, Tyler Jones due up here in the lineup. Followed by Tyler Zanizer and Mark Anthony Carroll batting 7, 8, and 9. Should the inning continue, it'll be the top of the lineup with Timmy Ayers. And J.J. Spencer, first batter face will be catcher Tyler Jones. Here's the 0-0, called strike one. Tyler Jones watches that one. Fastball coming early from J.J. Spencer here. Here's the 0-1. Misses low, leaving up the count 1-1 here. In a 7-0 ball game, the Colt 45s lead, scoring 3 in the second and 4 in the fourth here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the 1-1 pinch. Spencer peering in. Kicks and deals the 1-1. Called strike in the bottom corner, bringing the count to 1-2.
Yeah, and already some great stuff from Spencer as he peers in. Glove at the belt. Comes set. Walking the old school stirrups as well. The 1-2 delivery is a breaking ball. Kicks off the leg of the catcher in the dirt. Got him to chase. Clearing and no throw down to first base. And also a new first baseman in the game as well, which we'll do our best to get you the name of him at some point. Number 47. So no longer Ryan Harp. As Jones will reach and get the courtesy runner, Paulos, on the great pitch from Spencer, but unfortunately reaching on the drop third strike on what will be ruled a E2. Pickoff sent back toward first is not in time. Paulos back diving in. This one misses low and away on the right end hitting Zanizer. And the right hand hitter. And missing wide again for ball one. So one ball and one strike. Spencer checks the runner at first. That's Paulus, the courtesy runner for Jones. Comes set. The 1-1 is a ground ball toward the third baseman, but foul out of play. That makes the count 1-2. Zanizer has singled and doubled tonight with a stolen base, and is a couple of extra base hits away from the cycle, which was last done by Pete Crow Armstrong of the Chicago Cubs. That was about a week ago.
I will say Zanizer definitely has the firepower to do it as well.
Another 1-2. Misses wide, low and away, just a bit below the knee.
I'd say that double that he got last inning was quite literally about as close as you get to get a home run without getting a home run. And then obviously
pickoff sent back toward first, a whirl and a quick toss over there is not in time.
Yeah, and unfortunate Zanizer in that past inning was only able to get to second, couldn't quite get to third. It was just towards left center field, it's obviously a much easier throw than hitting towards right center. Or even better yet, down the first base line.
Runner goes, it goes all the way to the backstop for ball four, so it is indifferent. That puts runners at first and second. As Anheuser gets aboard, that will bring up Mark Anthony Carroll, who's reached on that drop third strike on the E2, and then also the walk tonight. As he steps up to the plate for the quick meeting on the mound. Now everyone returns to their places in the field. With runners on first and second, and nobody out here in a 7-0 ball game. And right there on the outside corner, called strike one to Mark Anthony Carroll. Now the 0-1 delivery is a ground ball toward the first baseman. Gathers, bobbles, picks it up, and he'll step on first to get the easy out there.
Yeah, and a good play. Just keeping that one in front of him is the first baseman, number 47. We'll get that name to you when we can. But yeah, and also a good play by Sanheiser, realizing he's got to go and get towards second base. So runners advance 90 feet each. We got two in scoring position now. It'll be Palos on third, Sanheiser on second, one out away in the top of the lineup for Timmy Ayers.
And that's McGee over there at first. I knew I had seen the name somewhere. He was last night's catcher at one point. Came in the game to replace Brinson, the catcher, last night at one point, who exited the game after taking a foul ball off the hand. Here's a ground ball again toward the first baseman, and through! Side for a base hit. Trotting in to score is Paulus. Zooming around third is Anheuser, and he will come in to score. It's now a 9-0 ball game, and the E2 and the walk come around to score on the single. And now it's a 9-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead here in the home half of the fifth.
Yeah, much different than we've seen the last couple nights where it's been pretty neck and neck all the way through and then pulled away towards the end. Obviously the first night, 14-13, just neck and neck all the way through. And then last night, a little bit of a happy medium. Tonight it has been all Colt 45s, and J.J. Spencer's going to try to dig himself out of this hole along with his team.
And D.J. Parker takes a strike dealt high on the outer half for a called strike one. Gave it a half-hearted check swing, but decided to hold up on it. Nothing but goose eggs for the Novato Knicks, and the Colt 45s with a handful of crooked numbers out there. As this pickoff attempt almost goes wide of the bag. Back standing up barely was Timmy Ayers, who's had a pretty successful night offensively, apart from the K, but he's walked, had the sacrifice bunt, and now singled, and he has a couple of RBIs to show for it. Here's the 0-1. It's a ground ball through the left side for a base hit. Ayers will round second, but a hold there as DJ Parker collects his first hit of the night.
Yeah, good contact swing through that 5-6 hole. We've seen a few of those, especially coming in the second inning for the Colt 45s, which brought a few runs around the score in those three singles in a row by Conklin, Jones, and Sennheiser. Now Parker, as mentioned by Jacob, started to come around to score, but first time getting on via the swing of the wooden bat. Tonight, at least. We've seen plenty of it this season, but tonight is the first for him.
And now Caballero to the plate, still with only one out. Runners on first and second, though, of a 9-0 ball game. There's the first pitch. Caballero way out in front, gets fooled on the off-speed. He'll go for a little stroll, regather himself and his thoughts before he steps back into the box on the right-hand side. Now ready, so Spencer comes set out of the stretch, kicks and delivers. This is wide. One ball and one strike here with one out. As the lights have taken full effect now, with the runners at first and second, the infielders playing behind them, looking to turn two. The 0-1. It's a ground ball foul down the third base side. As the count moves to one ball and two strikes.
Question mark? Yeah. Yes, sir.
I was looking at the scoreboard, and I counted backward and forward about 45 times. Said it confidently, but yeah, one ball and two strikes. Had to make sure I had everything right. I was about 99.9% sure I was more correct than the scoreboard out there. Here's the 1-2 delivery to Caballero from J.J. Spencer, the righty. Is just a bit inside. That'll move the count to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spencer peers in, bending at the waist. In the infield, playing behind the runners at first and second. J.J. Spencer, the reliever here for the Novato Knicks. The 2-2 is just got a piece of it. It's going to be handled by J.J. Spencer in front of the mound. Strong through the first stretch by the first baseman. It goes into right field toward foul territory. Coming in to score there is rounding third is D.J. Parker as it goes all the way to the bullpen. And taking third base is Caballero. And what looked to be just an easy, maybe one out, maybe look the runner and hold him at third and kind of go from there. Just turned into a defensive blunder as the throw went wide from first. And they're going to call DJ Parker back to third base. And I take that back. They're not going to. They're calling because the ball went out of play, essentially, is what happened. So
yeah, well, now we're at.
And they are going to count the run of DJ Parker. So
I
take that back.
Now you jinxed it.
Instead of at third, is at second base. So he only gets one additional set of 90 feet. So E1 and then advancing on it.
Yeah, well,
he likely would have been safe at first had Spencer got the ball there on a line. Now it's a 1-0 count on the left-hand hitting Chirito.
Now you jinxed it.
With Mora on deck.
And regardless, now an 11-0 ball game, all in favor of this Colt 45's team. Impressive offense and defense.
It's a ground ball to the second baseman. Brinson gathers, flips the first in for the 4-3. That's out number two, but Caballero moves to third base. That's the most routine play we've seen here in this inning.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been nothing but quirky little plays here coming in the bottom of the fifth. The runs to come across the score, 4 straight, actually, or 4 out of 5.
And now Andrew Moore to the plate, who, I don't know if you caught this last night, Spencer, but the left-hand hitting first baseman slash DH as Spencer winds and deals just a bit low, over but low for ball one. Caught up with me after the game and said thanks for everything we do, and his parents enjoy tuning in and listening to us as we do a great job. So a special thanks to everyone who helps me out. Spencer, and then David Wiley back in the studio. And, of course, Alex Parker, who's got some burn this year as well. Swing and a miss for strike one. Keeping the count up at 1 ball and 1 strike. And also, I knew, based on the roster, Andrew Mora, tall dude sitting at 6'4", 195. Knew he was a tall dude. My older brother's 6'5", so, you know, 6'5", whatever. I have a housemate who's 6'7", played center for the Simpson University basketball team. Andrew Mora is a unit, dude, over there at first base. So the fact that these guys get the ball to him is this one escapes the clutches of the catcher all the way to the backstop, and Caballero on the hustle is able to get in and score the 12th run of this ball game. And now just pouring it on are the Colt 45s. It's turned into a barn burner here at Tiger Field.
Absolutely, yeah. Not much need to be said. Just a little bit of a wild pitch. That one got away from Spencer and the catcher as well. And caroms to the back netting and good heads-up play by Caballero, and he's able to basically trot in. Not too many worries.
And I will say, if we timed the innings we call with us oscillating, the 2-1 is shot fouled on the first base side. Mora knew he was a little bit early on it, pulled it way down the line. It was fouled by about 3 feet and then curled outside of first base, or outside of first base, yeah, not inside of it. 2 balls and 2 strikes on the first baseman. My 2 innings that I've called, the 4th and 5th inning, have been the longest innings by virtually
double,
nothing even close compared to the 2nd and 3rd inning that you did the play-by-play for.
That's okay.
Yeah, it just never fails.
It happens. It does happen. I feel like it was the same thing last night. It was the same thing last Saturday as well against the West Coast Kings.
Yeah, but just all the chaos, you know?
Maybe one of these times we'll flip it. You can still have the 9th, of course, but maybe we'll flip the order.
Here's the payoff. It's a ground ball toward the first baseman, handled just barely cleanly, and a toss to J.J. Spencer on the bag in time for the 1-3 put out, or 3-1 put out, rather. as the side is finally retired, but the Colt 45s take advantage of the defensive blunders and the free passes as they score five. It's now 12-0 after five complete here at Tiger Field.
Today's Colt 45s game is proudly brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality you need. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975. Stop by today at 6186 Cherry Creek Road or call at 530-365-5383. That's 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
You were tuned into KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com, rather, as new reliever Preston Waller on in relief for the Colt 45s, left-handed freshman, 5'11", 180, out of San Marcos, California, in Palomar College, facing off against Menard, Laughlin, and Jameson of the Novato Knicks. And to take you the rest of the way through this sixth inning here in a 12-0 ball game, here's Spencer.
Thank you, Jacob, as this one's in the dirt here from Waller to bring it to a 2-0 count. And Blake Schwert on the night, as mentioned by Jacob, just incredible, incredible five innings of burn. We'll get the stats to you as soon as possible. As this one swung on right back up towards Waller, takes a skip off the second base, and still making the play, not quite, couldn't make the grab. It's going to be a single there, but a great play from the backhand of Mark Anthony Carroll, but not able to grab it on the other end is Andrew Mora. A little bit unlucky there, maybe just a little bit short on the throw, but not one, not an easy one, to say the least. That is a hard-earned single, but also one you'd expect, I would say.
And my goodness, the range from Mark Anthony Carroll back behind the bag of second base, not even bobbled the ball, but it was spinning in his glove momentarily, ended up gathering it, and in the process kind of made an errant throw. Mora, with that 6'4" frame, had to really reach for it. He got the glove on it, got the leather, got the webbing, but it just was in and out of the glove, just like the burger joint.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it would have definitely beat the runner as well, so that would have been out number one, as Laughlin swings at a strike one here from Waller. Waller kicks and deals.
They give you a free hamburger.
Count 1-1. In this 12-0 ball game, in the top of the sixth, we are 1-1 count, 0 outs away, runner on first.
And I have to imagine, waved at first strike, too. Have to imagine that's a, I want to say E3, with it being in and out of the glove. And not quite sure what it will be ruled, as this one bounces around between the batter's feet after it's in the dirt.
Yeah, definitely a tough one. A tough play to make on either side. Obviously, ball did hit the glove.
Yeah.
Hard to say. 2-2 count here.
Just a really close play over there.
As this one swung on into deep left field, Sanheiser, just short of the warning track, is able to find it, and he will squeeze it for out number one, and retracing his steps back to first is Menard, and that will be the first out here of the sixth inning.
That was a clean thing of beauty right there. Just hard hit into the night, but unfortunately just the warning track, and Sanheiser playable for him, camped underneath it, and then made a strong throw in to the cutoff man, Conklin, and Conklin to Carroll on the second base bag was able to push
Menard back toward first base.
Yeah, now in third baseman for the Novato Knicks, Jameson, who is just getting now in the sixth inning his second at-bat, which is a pretty incredible statistic, just his second time here at the plate, where he grounded out in the bottom of three, or in the top of three, rather. As he watches this one in the dirt, he'll even up the count 1-1, runner on first, one out away in this 12-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead. Preston Waller kicks and deals the 1-1, swing and a miss there. Hard cut by Jameson, but couldn't quite find it, and a good-looking pitch there from Waller, looking to get his first punch out of the night here. Menard being held on by Mora. Waller kicks and deals the 1-2. Misses just high over in the count to 2-2. And the wind has died down entirely here over the past few innings. As Jacob had predicted earlier in the game, wind not playing too much of a factor as this one misses wide. It'll bring a full count, and we will have a payoff pitch incoming in Waller's third batter faced.
Yeah, and I've been around these parts now in my third season here, third summer in Reading as well, and overall my fifth year in Reading, which is crazy
to think
about.
Here's the payoff, swing and foul back, and we'll do it again.
Just barely getting a piece of it.
Close one. He's glad he did, too. Swung up on that one at the last second, and it skips past Tyler Jones and the umpire there behind the plate. Foul ball nonetheless, and we'll do it again.
And being from the North Bay and the Northwest Bay, but the North Bay, the Bay Area doesn't really have a west, but
here's 3-2, swung on foul again, back towards the parking lot, and staying alive, we'll do it again.
We'll do it again. The again in parentheses, of course.
Yes.
All my non-Bay Area natives, not necessarily knowing that, culturally speaking, there's not a West Bay Area, but there's a payoff again.
Waller misses high, and that will be a full count walk, and it will put runners on first and second. Menard in scoring position now. The first runner for the Novato Knicks to reach scoring position here tonight. And it comes off the pitcher change. Preston Waller.
Great stuff right there. I didn't even notice that until I was looking over my scorecard. You would be correct on that. First Novato Knick to reach second base.
Yeah, and just one hit and one walk coming off the arm of Blake Schwert for the Novato Knicks. Stew up his Gibbs here as he will watch a missed ball one. Runners on first and second, 1-0 count here. Waller's still looking for his first punch out of the night in his first inning of work. One out away, 12-0 is the score in favor of the Colt 45s here in the top of the sixth. Novato Knicks looking to cut into that lead in any way possible here in the sixth inning. Gibbs pulls back, and it will be a 2-0 count as this one misses outside and low.
Left-hand batter up to the plate. And as I was saying, Bay Area used to those coastal sundowner winds where the wind actually kicks up as the sun starts to set, which is the beauty of summer in the Bay, I will say. Whereas Reading, it just kind of stays at a stagnant 85, 90
right, consistent.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Which you get used to. Now 85, 90 degrees feels nice and cool. Which
it does, huh?
Let me tell you, I remember the days when 55 degrees felt nice and cool. That was a while ago now. Back in the day.
Absolutely. Back in your day.
Back in the day, man.
2-0 count here. Waller just swung on hard by Gibbs into deep left field. Zanheiser giving chase to it. He's going to be able to make the squeeze again and hold runners yet again. And this is a Tyler Zanheiser inning here, getting the first bit of action out there in left field.
Yeah, great job by Zanheiser, who was chasing that ball down, shoulders facing that scoreboard as they chased it down toward the gap, end up backpedaling a couple of steps and changing direction as that ball kind of curved back over his shoulder, had to twist the shoulders back and square up to it, squeeze it for out number two, and then made a quick throw in just to hold the runners, keep them honest at first and second as they hold, as Jameson flies out, and that'll bring up the top of the order.
Yeah, and that being just as important as making the squeeze there for out number two, Zanheiser getting that ball back in quickly and holding both Jameson and Menard on first and second, as this one's going to miss for ball one on left-handed hitting Miller. Or I believe we do have a pinch hitter in here. The 14 for the Novato Knicks. and we'll get the name to you as soon as possible, if possible, actually, due to the slight lack of roster availability.
Yeah, and I couldn't even tell you what all has happened at this point. I had everything
wrong.
There's
another one misses here. It's going to be a 2-0 count.
Yeah, on Miller's pinch hitter. And it's Troy Rizzo, last night's shortstop. Thank you, Mr. Chad Johnson, the PA announcer here at Tiger Field. Does a great job of getting us information when we don't have it.
For a ball three, 3-0 count now. And Rizzo just now looking to work the walk. Waller veers in on the left-handed batting Rizzo. Runners on first and second, two outs away in 12-0 ball game. Paints the corners there to bring the count to 3-1. As we slowly but surely march our way through this sixth inning. As this one's hit, swung on by Rizzo again, it's going to find some empty grass, and it's going to be fair. Novato Knicks have a chance to score. Tyler Zanheiser is just going to hold on to that one. And the first run for the Novato Knicks cuts the score to 11, but they do get the goose eggs off the scoreboard.
Yeah, and that ball had to be fair by maybe an inch.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have been less. It might have kicked some chalk up. And
close one for sure.
Yeah, it just kind of hit the ball, hit the ground, and that ball died out there as the 47 of the Novato Knicks. It's McGee, the first baseman, will dig into the box. And he's getting his first at-bat in place of Ryan Harp, who came in to replace defensively. That was back in the fifth inning.
As this one misses outside and a little bit low, Waller's still trying to find himself here. Looking for his first strikeout. Could be here. 1-0 count. Runners on first and second. Big swing and a miss there. Good-looking pitch from Waller. And a hard cut by McGee. Can't find it. Evens count 1-1.
Yeah, tied him up inside. Blew the fastball by him off the doors. Blew the doors off of him, rather.
12-1 is the score of this ball game here. The Knicks just now getting on the board for the first time in the top of the sixth. Great defensive performance by the Colt 45s. As this one's going to miss and bring the count to 2-1. Not entirely sure where that one missed.
It might have missed a little bit low.
Yeah. Not too much backlash coming from Waller or Jones behind the dish, anything like that. So probably just missed a spot we couldn't quite see. 2-1 count here. Runners on first and second. Swing, foul back towards the parking lot. And that will even up the count at 2-2. And another real chance here for Waller to retire the side and strand a couple Knicks base runners. Two balls, two strikes, two outs away. Runners on first and second, a 12-1 ball game here. Waller with an opportunity to retire the side. Here's in, swing, and a miss, and that will retire the side. Striking out McGee there, and that will be it for the top of the sixth inning. The Knicks strand two, but they do bring one around to score. The score is now 12-1 as we head to the bottom of six, where the Colt 45s will continue to keep those bats hot.
Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice that you need to make it grow right. Gold Leaf Nursery has been exceeding expectations since 1975. You can find them at 6186 Churn Creek Road or give them a call 530-365-5383.
Want to know what you think.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Here in Redding, California, due up for your Colt 45s in the bottom of the sixth inning. We have Preston Conklin, followed by Tyler Jones, followed by Tyler Zanheiser through batting 6, 7, and 8 tonight in this 12-1 ball game that has been all Redding Colt 45s. First run for the Nevada Knicks coming in the top of this inning. Top of the sixth, that is. Conklin on the night has rounded out, singled, and flown out to right field, so hitting down that first base line more often than not here for his fourth attempt. And he will miss for called strike one, or he will not swing, rather. Nope, 0-1 count here. Looks like we do have a new pitcher for the Nevada Knicks as well. We will get that name to you as soon as possible. As this one swung on by Conklin, giving chase as Gibbs, it's going to fall, and it's going to be a good-looking single into shallow center field for Preston Conklin. And that's how the bottom of the sixth will start. Hit over the shortstop's head, finding some green grass. And here at Tiger Field, the Colt 45 show no sign of stopping this offensive game. Tyler Jones up now, who's come around to score all three times, or Deegan Palos has for him, rather. But he has been hit by a pitch, he is singled, and he has reached via the drop third strike. So an error, more or less. Runner on first. Little sidearm approach as this one's fouled back. And so we'll bring the count to 0-1. Yeah, a little bit of a sidearm approach from the 27 of the Nevada Knicks Baseball Club. We'll try our hardest to find that name for you. As finds one to the zone again. So Tyler Jones finds himself in a 0-2 hole here. And is threatened to not get on for his first time tonight, actually. 3-for-3, more or less. Small lead from Conklin, as this one misses inside at the knees, and it'll bring the count to 1-2. In this 12-1 ball game, bottom of the sixth inning, one ball and two strikes. And swung on down the third base line, it'll be fouled, and we will do it again. Count remained 1-2. And still an opportunity for the Knicks to get some runs here. Game is not over yet. We are just over halfway through. Three outs away from being two-thirds of the way through the ballgame. There's plenty of time for some fireworks to happen out here at Tiger Field. As, not to mention 4th of July rapidly approaching here. Celebrating the 250th birthday of the United States of America and its independence. Evens the count here, 2-2, a missed ball. Here's delivery. Find some grass. Tyler Jones going to try to beat the tag here. And he does. And runners will be able to advance as well as it caroms into the dugout. And they might be sending Preston Conklin back to second. But a little chopper there by Tyler Jones floats over the pitcher's head and finds some green grass in that infield dugout. Or infield grass, rather. And then the ball is thrown by second baseman into the dugout of the Nevada Knicks. So Tyler Jones will actually get second because of that. And Preston Conklin will make his way to third. So two runners in scoring position. Diego Palos will come on as a courtesy runner for Tyler Jones, the catcher, who has now reached all four times tonight. And with zero outs away, two runners in scoring position for the Colt 45s and Tyler Zanheiser at the plate. Zanheiser has walked, singled, and doubled, and he is also, along with Tyler Jones, slash Deegan Palos, doing the base running for him, has come around to score every single time, as he will watch called strike one. Zanheiser is someone who could really carry the ball. I think he's got a pair of home runs this season as well, along with a couple last seasons. This one's going to get chopped foul, and a great barehanded play on deck, in the on-deck circle by Mark Anthony Carroll. A 0-2 count now for Tyler Zanheiser, and he's going to have to find his way out of this one. Out remains 0-2, runners on second and third in this 12-1 ball game, zero outs away. Here's the pitch, misses high, and it'll bring the count to 1-2. Sennheiser digs back in. Here's the 1-2, misses inside on the hands, it'll even up the count 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on hard and unable to make that play is the second baseman for the Novato Knicks, and that is going to drive in two runs, a two-run RBI single there for Tyler Sennheiser, and he is 3-for-3 on the night with a walk as well. And that will improve the score of this Colt 45's team. 14-1, they lead the Novato Knicks in a game that is quickly finding its way out of hand. Not to mention still three innings of baseball left after this. But it has been all red and Colt 45 so far here tonight. Mark Anthony Carroll due up, who has yet to come around to score. A pickoff attempt towards Sennheiser. Sennheiser, head first slide back into first base, is safe rather easily. As this is going to miss for strike one. Swing and a miss by Mark Anthony Carroll. Runner on first, 14-1 ball game. 0-1 count here for Carroll. Another pickoff attempt. Sennheiser easily back again. And this new pitcher for the Novato Knicks. Again, with that little sidearm approach. His first inning of opportunity. No outs yet as this one swung back on by Mark Anthony Carroll. And it will go back in towards the parking lot over the Novato Knicks dugout. It'll be an 0-2 count now. Has three singles to begin this bottom of the sixth inning. But that single from Tyler Sennheiser bringing multiple runners around to score as this one's fouled back into the lot again near the exact same spot, and we'll do it again. Count remains 0-2. Mark Anthony Carroll now watches one inside. They'll bring the count to 1-2. Oh, they're going to be called balk, actually. So Sennheiser will take second for free, and he will now be in scoring position as we get a called balk by the infield umpire.
Yeah, and Sennheiser gets a stolen base the easy way, in a sense, as Mark Anthony Carroll. That open stance on the right side, an 0-2 hole.
As this one's popped up into shallow infield and grabbed by the first baseman. Sennheiser will hold on second, so a fly out for Mark Anthony Carroll for out number one here in the bottom of the sixth.
Now, Tyson Bragg is going to grab some lumber and pinch hit here in the sixth inning for Timmy Ayers.
Yeah, Bragg getting his first bit of burn in the series, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, we're not entirely sure about Thursday night, but an opportunity for the left-handed hitter to do some damage here and keep some runs coming across. Sennheiser in scoring position for him. Got an opportunity to do something here. 14-1 in this ball game.
Yeah, from College of the Redwoods. So he's actually under the helm as a sophomore this year, under the helm of John Downey, the third base coach for the Colt 45s. Coaching out at College of the Redwoods.
There you go.
In Siskiyou County, I believe.
Sounds about right to me.
A McKinleyville, California
native.
Yeah,
not quite Humboldt County, I don't believe.
Yeah, and you're already out of my realm of knowledge with the North State counties and everything. I know Humboldt County is, my dad's from Crescent City. Which Star Wars episode of the original trilogy was that? Empire Strikes Back?
Sure.
I think a little flare.
Find some empty grass again, and no throw coming from shortstop, and it's going to be a single for Tyson Bragg, and he will get on, and Sennheiser will be able to advance to third as well. So runners at the corners here, one out away, and that's a couple. We saw one from Tyler Jones as well. Preston Conklin's is in the outfield a little bit more, but on the infield grass, just kind of little gripplers just finding their way into some open space and able to beat the ball to the bag.
Yeah, and on the hands, little flare opposite field and just hit the grass and died, charging in with Rizzo and almost expecting him to just make a play on his DJ Parker takes one on the outside corner at the knee, a called strike one, here with one out and an 0-1 count on Parker.
And Parker now, opportunity to bring some in. Fouls this one off. It'll be an 0-2 count now. And a chance for the first strikeout for this new pitcher for the Novato Knicks again. We'll try our hardest to get the name for you. Working with what we got. But he is number 27 for the Novato Knicks, if that helps at all for anyone listening. Back home. And D'Amico Parker swings on this one into deep center field, right back towards the scoreboard. But it's going to be grabbed by Gibbs. Sennheiser will tag, and a run will come across. So the sacrifice fly will bring across another run for the Colt 45s. They now lead with a score of 15-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Parker does a great job just doing his job.
Yeah, DJ Parker hit it in the air, but it was playable for Gibbs, giving chase toward that left center gap, and the ball in the air hung up and then just kind of died and stayed in the park for Gibbs, who had to get behind and make a strong throw in, but Sennheiser was able to trot in and score easily on the sacrifice fly. Great job just to get the job done.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tyson Bragg will hold there, so he's still on first with two outs away here for Nicholas Caballero. As he watches the ball one. 1-0 count. Caballero tonight has singled, grounded out, walked, and reached via the air, coming around to score twice, as he'll watch called strike hit the inside corners. Tyson Bragg dancing off that first base just a little bit more than average, being held on right now by McGee. Here's the 1-1. Misses low and inside. It'll bring the count to 2-1. Runners on first, 15-1, two outs away. And misses wide again. It'll bring the count to 3-1. Just not able to find his spot quite yet, this Novato Knicks pitcher in his first inning of burn. And that threat of working a five-pitch walk here and putting another runner in scoring position. Here's 3-1. Misses low, and Caballero will take his base. And we now have runners on first and second for the Colt 45s, and due up will be Braden Chiarito, the designated hitter in tonight's ballgame. Score remains 15-1 here in favor of the Colt 45s.
And now Patrick Bowen will pinch hit for Chiarito in that DH spot. As other Colt 45s getting some burn in this ballgame with the rather large lead.
Right.
14-run ballgame now. And nothing but crooked numbers up there apart from the first and third inning for the 45s. Left-hand batter in Patrick Bowen.
As he'll watch, he'll take a call ball one. Runners on first and second, opportunity to bring some runs around in his first bit of action in tonight's ballgame, which you'd have to assume will conclude the series sweep here, as this is called strike. Watches that one. Right down the heart of the zone, really. He's trying to see what he likes. Evens up the count 1-1. Again, runners on first and second. Left-handed hitting, Patrick Bowen. Swings on this one down third base line. Great job by third baseman. Keep it in front of him. Turns and makes the play to first. It's going to bounce over. And it is going to be time. Runners will advance one base. So it should be. Runner will come around to score. In Tyson Bragg, and then Nicholas Caballero will be on third, followed by Patrick Bowen on second.
Yeah, that'll be ruled in E5 on the throw from the third baseman. It was a hot shot right at him. He blocked a five hole, able to gather it as we get another pinch hitter here stepping up to the plate. It will be the 23 of Bodie Joyner for Andrew Mora. And it was a line shot right at the third baseman, Jamison. He gathered it after it kicked off the heel of his glove, and it was an absolute missile right at him. Dropped down to Anita, block it like a catcher. Cameron to his left. He picked it up, a whirl, and a throw to first, just offline of the first baseman and on the hop. Went through all the way, a whirl, and a throw to first, back to first base, like in foul territory area. And now that moved everybody up 90 feet.
Yes.
And it was coming to score was Bragg easily, and then Caballero had to hold at third. But into second base on the E5 is Bowen Jr., right at him. And now this one, Joyner is hit, and nine batters faced, and now it will be Preston Conklin here as the bottom of the sixth continues on.
Yeah, Preston Conklin singled earlier in this inning and came around to score, and he is now due up again in what feels like just 5 minutes later. And again, just some pitching struggles here for the Novato Knicks, not being able to keep the Ducks off the pond here for the Colt 45s. And back-to-back batters hit by a pitch. That one just kind of lollipopped in there and wearing on the shoulder of the first Preston Conklin, and that will walk in a run on back-to-back batters hit.
Gathered it. Now, breaking the action here, as it looks like this baseball will be taken from the righty of the Novato Knicks, and his night is done. I believe we'll see. He's kind of moving around out there. The 27 on the Novato Knicks.
Score is 17-1 here in this ball game. Bottom of the sixth inning, just one out away from the seventh. Tyler Jones due up again, who also singled into the infield and was able to reach just on a little flare and made his way to come around to score, or Deegan Pellis did for him, but due up, Tyler Jones, Tyler Zanheiser both have gone to the plate four times and come around to score four times, so you couldn't ask for much more.
Yeah, now it looks like he's going to stay in, so see what he can do here.
And I do think Tyler Jones heard us about his offensive play so far this season. Nothing crazy, but he's done perfect tonight so far, and he has come around to score. Deegan Pellis has for him. He's done a great job here tonight.
Now some confusion as the
ball one. We'll see if he can keep the streak going. Go 5 for 5 here tonight.
You'd love to see it for
six.
Sure.
Swing hard, and this one's going to get fouled back towards the net. And it will even up the count at 1-1. Bases loaded here for Tyler Jones. Big opportunity for him to make some more noise here at Tiger Field in this 17-1 lopsided ball game. Second at-bat this inning for Jones. Here's the 1-1 swung foul again, straight back towards the dugout. And it will bring the count to 2-1, or towards the parking lot, rather. 1-2 count. Jones now just trying to avoid the strikeout, put something in play for the Novato Knicks. Any bag is available for a force out as he swings on this one down the third base line, looking to go the short way. No, he will go the long way to Jones, and he will be called out on a good play by the third baseman. It's a 5-3 putout that will retire the side after a lot of scoring. Five runs come across, but three stranded for the Colt 45s. Bases loaded. They lead this game 17-1 as we head to the seventh inning and the end of this game.
Here on KCNR, Shasta Redding. Thank you to Gold Leaf Nursery for sponsoring tonight's action right here at Tiger Field. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality plants, trees, and expert advice you need to make it grow right. That's Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Turn Creek Road or 530-365-5383.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, and aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day, Aviation Day, Sunday, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
Goldleaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day, Aviation Day, Sunday, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
Welcome back. It's the top of the seventh inning here at Tagger Field. It's the left-hand hitting right fielder to the plate for the Novato Knicks with the open stance deep in the box as Waller in his second full inning of work will kick and deliver low and away to even the count up at one ball and one strike to the left-hand hitter. As things have started to dwindle here at Tagger Field, the 1-1 is poked at up the middle, around it, with it, toward first in time for the 4-3 is the second baseman, Deegan Paulos, who's now in the game at second base for Mark Anthony Carroll, getting some burn here in this seventh inning. And a great play there, following in the footsteps of Mr. Mark Anthony Carroll, who... Again, the defensive prowess that we have talked about. Now the right hand hitting. Not sure who, actually. Take that back. Number 28 for the Novato Knicks to the plate. We'll see if we can do some research on the number there. Batting in the spot of Diem. Number 28, regardless, now working an 0-2 count. Felix Roberto. Now the 0-2 delivery with one out and nobody on to Roberto, the righty. Breaking ball just off the plate, floated in there just a bit wide. And now on the outside corner, swung on and missed and chased off the plate for the K on the 1-2 pitch. And that will bring up the second baseman, Justice Brenson, here for the Knicks.
And Brenson... officially slash unofficially the first person to get a hit tonight for the Novato Knicks before he was called out for being out of position in the lineup. But then he goes out and in his last at-bat flies out to right field. So 1-for-2 on the night, more or less, unofficially again. So watch this 1-for-ball-1. Waller delivers the 1-0, swung on hard towards right field again. Possible play made. And it will be snagged by Andrew Mora out in the foul territory for...
Yeah, Bodie Joyner out there at first now, actually, in foul territory, reaching for it, chased it down. It was a little flare and curved away, and great job by Joyner in foul territory through 6.5, complete. It is 17-1. The Colt 45s lead it as it is time to stretch here at Tagger Field. We'll be back in a few moments.
KCNR.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned.
Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Helicopter rides, airplane rides, classic cars, aircraft displays. It's all happening this Father's Day, Aviation Day, Sunday, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Benton Airfield in West Reading. Admission is free and parking is free. Sponsored by the Reading EAA. Come for a great breakfast put on by the Mount Shasta 99s from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Adults are $10. Kids from 5 to 12, $5. Kids under 5 are free. Aviation Day, Father's Day, Benton Airfield.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Zanizer leading things off here. He'll be followed up by second baseman Deegan Paulos getting his first at-bat of the evening, and then Tyson Bragg with the top of the order also due up. Here's the first pitch from the righty, number 34 of the Novato Knicks, the new reliever on. Misses upstairs for ball one. And this one misses upstairs again for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Nobody out here in this home half of the seventh inning. And up and away to the right-hand hitting Zanizer. It's ball three. So 3-0 count quickly here. Right through the heart. Down Broadway at the knee. Get 3-1 to the left fielder for the Colt 45s, who's singled, doubled, and singled tonight, and he takes a call strike two to fill the count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Good job by nameless number 34 here. Auto Nick Rally back. Here's a payoff. This is up and in. Zanizer, not even taking the bat off his shoulder, works walk, and he is aboard here in the bottom of the seventh of a 17-1 ball game.
And I would just love to see, in what could be his last at-bat, I would love to see Tyler Zanizer come around to score and go 5-for-5 on the night as far as coming around to score. That would be pretty awesome. Obviously, when the score is the way it is, that's stuff you can worry about up here in the broadcast booth. You can start worrying about all the fun statistics, you know, and worry less about the score line.
Yeah, all the ESPN stats.
Right.
And I will say, for the given the score, it's only been a 2.5-hour ball game. Hopefully I don't jinx anything here. This one's hit in the air toward right. Playable for Anderson. He chased toward the line, almost into a dive, and he gathers it for out number one on the line-out front, Paulos.
Yeah, an incredible grab out there by Anderson patrolling right field. I think the first one to come his way tonight.
That sounds right to me. I mean, shoot, check the sabermetric stats, but
there you go.
As far as I'm concerned.
It sounds right, so we'll go with that.
Yeah, we'll go with it. Now, speaking of right fielders, it will be Tyson Bragg to the plate in the spot of Timmy Ayers, getting his second at-bat of the night. He singled his last time up, walking the purple bat. He takes a pitch a little bit inside for ball one. Left-hand batter,
for the 45s. This one is fouled back to the screen.
Yeah, good cut there by Bragg. Just unfortunately could not quite get on the top of it a little bit more and put that one in play, because that would have done some damage, I think.
Yeah, just a little bit underneath it.
Right.
One-one. There's a little flare off the end of the bat toward the third baseman. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number two, a weak little pop out. Got ahead of myself there.
Don't sound so excited to leave.
Well, you know, I just thought the seventh inning was concluded. I was excited for you to take it to the eighth.
Oh, there we go. I got you.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted you to get your inning.
Yeah. Right.
No, I think I was thinking 5-3 on the putout, and then I realized it didn't go off the plate. My brain was so many steps ahead that it didn't even need to be as DJ Clark takes a pitch on the outside corner. Or DJ Parker, rather. DJ Clark.
Whoa. Who are we talking about? Take a second.
As this one misses low and away to even the count of a one ball and one strike. Mixing him up with all sorts of different ball players that I have stored in my memory. And I think DJ Clark was actually, this might be a crazy reach. This one's grounded toward the second baseman. Brinson with it, gathers, flips to first in time for the 4-3. Let's see, DJ Clark, I believe, was a forward for PUC this last year. Might have been.
Jesse. That sounds right. I've called a basketball game with you.
Or the Keel Haulers. Might have been one of those three.
That sounds right. Keel Haulers sounds right because I called two Maritime games with you.
I called a plethora of Maritime games.
We're going to find this. We're going to find out.
And we'll get it to you in the top of the eighth inning, which is coming up next here on KCNR. Shasta Redding in a 17-1 ball game. With seven innings concluded, we have 1.5 more to get through here on KCNR. Shasta Redding.
Today's Colt 45's game is proudly brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Whether you're planting a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery has the quality you need. Stop by today at 6186 Turn Creek Road or call at 530-365-5383. That's 530-365-5383.
Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. As taking a called strike one is Menard for the Colt 45s. Actually, it's going to be a pinch hitter or substitute. It'll be number 5 for the Novato Knicks. As he watches strike one here at the top of the 8th.
Will Tokar, last night's designated hitter.
Tokar fouls this one back as well, so it'll be an 0-2 count now. An opportunity for the strikeout for Preston Waller in his third full inning of work. Possibly just two pitchers tonight for the Colt 45s. Probably one or two less than we typically see. We usually see at least three.
And if Preston Waller does well in this inning and gets the ball for the ninth, he could get the save, even though it is not a typical save situation of 3 runs or less. Swung on and missed, tag applied, and that is out number one here. As Tokar goes down on strikes. And with that being said, to take you the rest of the way through the eighth and make the official transition, which is just a not even ceremonial at this point.
I'll take it, thank you. Thank you, Jacob. Yeah. Top of the eighth, 17-1. The Colt 45s have led the entire way. Scoreless first inning, but since then it's been run after run after run. And they look to keep going. Yeah. 3 in the 2nd, 4 in the 4th, 5 in the 5th and 6th. So do the math there, and that should add up to 17 for you, as this one's called strike on the 44 of Laughlin, who's been at the plate all day, playing catcher, of course, or behind the plate. Novato Knicks scored one run coming in the sixth inning. Here in the eighth, looking to double their score, as this one's going to get played to Preston Coughlin at short, and he's going to make the throw. 6-3, put out, and that will be out number two. Two up and two down here in the top of the eighth early.
Great play from Coughlin, charging it. Glove hand, off-balance throw to first in time for the 6-3, and Laughlin wasn't exactly giving it his fullest effort down the line, but it was going to be in plenty of time regardless, as Jameson will step up to the plate now.
Yeah, an opportunity here for Jameson to keep the line going, and Gibbs would be at the front, the left-handed batter, who has had not the best of outings here tonight or last night, as this one's called strike. Just a rough series for Gibbs leading off, but solid ball player. We've seen it before, and he does a great job in deep center as well, patrolling center field. As this one's going to miss and even up to count 1-1 on Jameson. Bottom of the lineup, Jameson today has only, this is only, believe it or not, here at the top of the eighth inning, only his third at-bat for the night, where he's grounded out and walked and was stranded on second back in the sixth. So closest to score with other than Menard, who did come around and score, and this pitch will miss high and up inside at the arm. So it'll be a 2-1 count here, if I'm not mistaken. Here's the pitch from Waller, foul back and straight towards the crowd, finding the gaps. A little scary there, shooting over the fence and in between the dugout and the rest of the netting. It's like that 10-foot fence, not the 30-foot netting.
Yeah, just a little bit late on that one, and nearly took some heads off.
Yeah. Thankfully, it looks like everyone's okay. The count's going to remain 2-2. Chance for the strikeout here to retire the side is going to be Preston Waller here. Looking for the strikeout. Here's the 2-2. Swung on down the third base line. Conklin's going to be the one to make a play. An impressive throw across, but he's going to miss the ball just barely. I think he was going to be late for the tag. And advancing to second on the wild throw is going to be Jameson. So it's going to be a single. Great effort there by Conklin. Couldn't quite get it to Bodie Joyner, I believe that is, on first now. Joyner with a good attempt, good stretch. I think it was a step late. Obviously, that is an incredibly far throw. That's further than the throw from third to first out there in on the outfield grass, making that throw from short across the first base.
Did you just say that something was farther than the throw from third to first in the presence of a former third base?
I think that may have been.
In terms of routine plays, yes. Shortstop position. But if you're a third baseman on the back end,
right there.
That is, yeah, because it's usually a third baseman's ball. But
yeah.
The third baseman should bit to pull just a couple of steps. Yeah, reaching on the E6 is Jameson getting that extra base granted in the process.
Called strike there on Gibbs again. Gibbs yet to get on tonight, and I don't believe he was on last night either. So just trying to get something going here before this series and night comes to an end. They make their way back home.
But as the pitch hitting left-hand hitter, and I believe it's Elijah Aguilar.
Gotcha.
I could be wrong. He leans out of the way of this one. Let's see if we can catch a glimpse of the number.
Good eye there from Mr. Jacob Green. Keeping it as accurate as possible. And again, Gibbs not having the best of series so far, so Aguilar just getting a chance to lead off here.
I mean, we do try here on KCNR. Even in the midst of a 17-1 ball game, you want to make sure you get everything right, all your stat sheets are in order.
Going down here for Waller. In near the face of Aguilar, and he'll bring the count to 3-1. Runner on second in a 17-1 ball game here. Two outs away, 3-1 count. Opportunity for Aguilar to get on. And I think I kind of just, we're not entirely sure it's Aguilar, but we're assuming.
I was going to say, if my memory proves correct,
yep,
based on player profile alone, I was incorrect. It's number 40. So it is
Aguilar.
in fact David Gibbs.
Okay,
I apologize.
Gibbs. Right.
I led you astray.
I said good eye there by Jacob Green. Can we edit that out?
Yeah, can we cut that from the live feed?
So we got a full count here, runner on second.
Our panic button only ranges back, I think, 10 seconds.
17-1 is the score of the ballgame. In the top of the eighth, Gibbs with his last outs, you'd assume here. Calls for time, does not get it. As Waller had already began his stride, here's the payoff pitch. It's going to miss down in the dirt, and runner will advance. Jones making a good effort to get there in time.
And you love to see the effort.
Absolutely.
Again in a 17-1 ball game.
Yes.
That runner
in the best way possible does not matter at all for the outcome of this ball game, yet, at least.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. No,
barring some sort of miracle.
I was going to stay pretty optimistic, and I would love to one day have to eat my words in this situation, but in a 16-run ball game with four outs left to stay alive in it and playing defense, you'd have to assume this game is in hand. Well, now swung on by the 14 of Troy Rizzo, finds some open grass through that 3-4 hole, and it will bring a run across, and it is now 2-17 off that single coming from Rizzo.
That is my apologies. I spoke too soon, I believe, in that case. That's on me as they scratch another run across here.
Yeah.
But you have to assume this is, in fact, Preston Waller's game to finish regardless.
Yes.
And he could give up
another 10.
Another 10 runs and still get the save in this situation. So, nothing to be too worried about in this case.
And big cut there by McGee. He will not make any contact with anything. That will be 0-1 here. Waller looking to bring the heater back after a couple at-bats not going his way. 17-2 is the score. Runners on first and second, two outs away. Waller kicks and deals the 0-1. Swung on hard down the third base line, and it is going to go foul. One of the better-looking swings we've seen tonight from this Novato Knicks offense.
Yeah, a little bit more on time with it.
Yeah.
Barreled it, but just pulled it a little bit inside the line.
Yeah, great-looking swing for McGee, who has got a little bit of burn everywhere, as Jacob touched on both last night and tonight. Playing behind the dish, getting a little bit of action at first, and good looking swing there, but it's a 0-2 count. And swings another great contact hit. D'Amico Parker giving chase. He's able to make the grab. How about that from D'Amico Parker in center field? Almost a guaranteed single RBI. He's turned into a little bit of a robbery, not on the wall, but incredible job stealing that base hit. It's going to be fly out to center field, and that will retire the side. The Knicks score one, but strand two as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning, and the last two ups are the Cold 45.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. They are at 6186 Trent Creek Road here in Redding, California, 530-365-5383. Whether you're planting a backyard, garden, or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery, they're at 6186 Trent Creek Road, or you can give them a call to check their inventory at 530-365-5383.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Bottom of the eighth inning, as a good-looking first-pitch swing from Caballero finds the glove of right fielder Anderson, and that is out number one here. As Cedar gets a nod as the bat boy tonight, his last one, who has had plenty of work, as the Colt 45s have put together a long string of hits. They lead this game 17-2 in the bottom of the eighth, and this is, you'd have to assume, barring the miracle of all miracles, their last ups. As this first pitch swing again from left-handed hitter is going to be grabbed by third baseman, and just a little flare there from Patrick Bowen, and two pitches, two seen swinging, and two outs, two flyouts here, and now due up will be Bodie Joyner, looking to keep the game alive for the Colt 45s. Not that it needs to be, but just to keep the line moving, as they have done so well here tonight. Apart from the first and the third inning, they went three up, three down, and they got an opportunity that the Knicks have an opportunity to clear the order here for the second time tonight. Too little too late, I fear, as this one swung on first time again. Play made by shortstop, and he will not be able to make the play. It's going to be a single for Bodie Joyner, and kind of in that same spot that we were talking about, that 5-6 hole where it's typically a third baseman spot. Shortstop undercuts it, and they almost run into each other, and not able to corral that correctly and make the throw is the shortstop, Trey Rizzo. A little bit unfortunate there. So runner on first, two outs away. Preston Conklin in a quick-moving bottom of the eighth here. Watches one go for strike one. And again, a 17-2 ball game that the Colt 45s have had handle of for the entirety of the game. And the score is obviously indicative of that, as this one's fouled back towards the parking lot. 0-2 count here. It's four outs away from the end of this ball game. Conklin looking to keep the line moving. Tyler Jones on deck, hoping to get one more opportunity here.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Here's the 0-2. Misses low in the dirt. We're going to count to 1-2.
You're tuned into KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com.
So 1-2 just misses. It'll even up the count 2-2 here. Runner Joyner on first being held on there by first baseman McGee. No threat to steal as of right now. A ball game like this. This one's fouled out, and we will do it again. Count will remain 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in a 2-17 ball game in the bottom of the eighth here. Runner on first. Pitcher for the Novato Knicks kicks and deals. What could be the last pitch? And this one's going to be actually behind Preston Conklin. Will fill up the count, and we got a payoff pitch pending here. 3-2 is the count in roughly a 2-hour and 45-minute ball game as of now. You never know what could happen in the ninth inning. As this one's going to plunk Conklin, and not a hit he wants to take. He'll give a little half-hearted jog towards first base, as a payoff pitch hitting you is a little bit unfortunate because you'd rather it just miss you and not be in the zone, as you would get the free 90 feet anyways. But regardless, he will take first base, and Joyner will move over to second. So runner in scoring position for Tyler Jones. Two outs away here in the bottom of the eighth. Game in hand now, most certainly for the Colt 45s, just looking to add some stats for each of these individuals. We've seen that a lot since about the sixth inning, a lot of pinch hitters coming in, a lot of people coming in to maybe even play some positions they haven't, but an incredible performance. This one's fouled deep by right field for ball number one, or strike number one, rather. But yeah, and just a big nod to Blake Schwert and this entire Colt 45s defense playing behind them, only allowing two runs, obviously. Pitcher coming in relief, Preston Waller doing a great job as well. Not as lights out, but it's tough. It's a tough act to follow based off the way Blake Schwert had played so far today.
And Schwert with the one hitter, and I have to assume without the whole debacle in the midst of all that, this one swung on and missed for strike two on Jones. Without that debacle of the batter being out and all that confusion of incorrect order in the lineup, likely that hit does not happen, and then the no-hitter continues on, and possibly more. But unfortunately for the Colt 45s, it's still turned into a...
This one's going to be a strikeout looking for Tyler Jones. His first time not putting the bat to the ball, and that's a rough way for him to end it, but a great night for him regardless on both the offensive and defensive side of things. We are heading to the ninth inning in a game that is all but over, 17-2, in favor of your Reading Colt 45s.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. They're sponsoring tonight's action right here on 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, online at kcnrradio.com.
This one goes out.
And whether you're planning a backyard garden or sprucing up your whole property, Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road.
Nursery spring sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field for the last time here tonight. And in this series, your Colt 45ers lead the Novato Knicks 17-2 to take you the rest of the way through this ninth inning. Here's Jacob Green.
Well, it's no relief for these
Colt
45s. And, yeah, no same situation now. So, I mean, barring Nolan Bentley giving up an absolute plethora of runs here. And again, as Spencer said previously, barring a literal miracle, and quite possibly they could even need more, no disrespect to these Novato Knicks, but that's just kind of what happens here in the wonderful game of baseball as this first pitch is cut on and missed.
Yeah, it's funny.
Strike one.
As you mentioned, just the beautiful game of baseball. The beauty of it is 2 days ago, this game went to 9 innings. 14-13 was the final score in favor of the Colt 45s, and they had to come out of a – well, not one like this. This one's called strike two.
As the 0-1 to Anderson right there for a called strike two. An 0-2 hole as Bentley peering in, the Albuquerque, New Mexico native. Sidewinding righty off the third base side, a lengthy right-hander. Ooh. As this one's just barely got a piece of it. And poked it foul. No balls and two strikes. Here is Bentley with that 6'4" frame. 6'2" frame, 160 right out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Peers in. Comes set, kicks and deals the 0-2. Just off the plate. Makes the count, 1 ball and 2 strikes. And now Bentley, righty's glove at the belt. Toward the back hip, kicks and deals, brushes back. Anderson, who's not actually Anderson, it's the mystery player, number 42, who's been patrolling right field. And part of the fun of no rosters is you do as much research as you want when there's no rosters online. 2-2 is chopped toward the second baseman, Paulos, charging, caught up by the first baseman, and now it's a ghost town at first base, the miscommunication, and a trio of Colt 45s. In the absence of communication, speed will reign supreme, as now called 42 gets to first base safely.
Yeah, it looks like the umpire's got something to say. He said it. Maybe he saw a foul ball.
This almost makes zero sense. Yeah, now called back.
So I'm pointing at the ground for the start of that runoff. So, and the Novato Knicks are just not ready to go home, obviously. Little conversation from the coach. The umpire's not having any of it.
And that might be part of the reason that
that the trio of Colt 45s were so stunned that that ball was coming toward them.
Right.
And they got there late, and there was all that miscommunication because this almost turned into a do or die situation all of a sudden.
Yeah, I saw both Mark Anthony Carroll and Bode Joyner and Nolan Bentley, all three of them actually making a pursuit for that ball, and no one was there man first, unfortunately.
And now swing and a miss. Ring him up, strike three. As it's held on by Jones, the catcher. And that is out number one as Bentley gets the strikeout.
Yeah, and just an entirely full game by the Colt 45s. I don't even think the Novato Knicks played particularly bad. This defense just was lights out, almost little to no errors, very few walks. Just an incredible job by this Colt 45s defense from the pitching all the way through.
Mateo Fitzgerald with a pinch hit, hard knock into right field for a base hit. He is aboard.
And right on cue there, probably the best hit of the night here for the Novato Knicks. So they get a runner on here in the 17-2 ball game.
And now, yeah, just a matter of playing for pride. Just trying to do something here. That was a great hard knock by Mateo Fitzgerald, who was in the game last night. Got some burn at third base.
Hard throw there from Bentley. Couldn't quite find the zone. Just kind of drifted out a little bit towards the right of Tyler Jones.
Now the pitch to the righty is up and away, foul, out of play. Justice Brinson, in his second at-bat of the night, he popped out his last time up. Taking his lead from first, trying to take away the double play is Fitzgerald. Huge lead over there with Bode Joyner playing behind him. Runner goes, huge jump, and plunked on the hip is Justice Brinson, and this ninth inning dwindling down here in a 17-2 ball game.
You wonder if you'll see just a double play to end this, which would be indicative of how the night is gone for both the Colt 45s and the Novato Knicks. Colt 45s can do no wrong. Novato Knicks can't seem to get it right.
Will Tokar to the plate. Yeah. Tokar last night singled fielder's choice and a couple of ground outs in that contest. Open stance, pretty vertical with it from the right side. This right-on-right matchup with the sidewinding Nolan Bentley. That lengthy frame, throwing the baseball basically from third base. And yeah, you have to wonder if another double play to seal it, which we've seen a couple of times already this year. Here's the 1-0. This is wide for ball two. Two balls and no strikes to Will Tokar. And we'll be back tomorrow. We'll be live at 7:05, or at least I will be flying solo tomorrow in the absence of my color analyst, Spencer Schlange, as the Tehama Bulls will come to town here on Father's Day. The 2-0, just a bit low and away. I mean, it happens. You do, part of the fun of doing this, you have to work a day job.
Isn't our career. Just you wait, though. Just you wait.
And also, Aviation Day tomorrow out at the local, here's a 3-0, Benton Airfield, as this one misses, and it's a four-pitch walk issued. Every year on Father's Day, all sorts of fun aviation activities, and some of you even get to hear David Wiley's voice in your ears like we do with that ad playing for it throughout the night a couple of times here, trying to advertise it before time runs out to get there tomorrow. Benton Airfield. And all of you guys get a taste of what we get to have in our ears here on this, and on the radio side of things at least, with our producer back in the studio engineering things for us, doing a great job as always, Mr. David Wiley. There's the 0-1 from Bentley to the right hand hitting Laughlin. Take that back, not Laughlin. We'll get that number to you as well.
I can get them the number. I can get them the number now if you'd like. It's number 11. We'll get the name to you whenever.
I was going to say, we have the number. Some great color analysis right there from
My compadre over here on the right, to the right of me. A strikeout, a single, a hit batsman, and a walk. And now it's the 11 of the Novato Knicks to the plate here in this ninth inning. Bentley facing off against him, misses for ball two, and all of a sudden that miracle comeback. That door is slightly ajar. It's still a door, but it's slightly ajar. It's a door and a jar. Jar. Okay. It's open. There we go.
There you go.
The window of opportunity, the door of opportunity, depending on how you look at it. Here's the 3-1 delivery from Bentley. In back pick toward first. Leg applied. Got him.
Nice.
And thinking he had the walk was the 11. He did, in fact, not. Now everyone and every fan is confused, I'm pretty sure, including ourselves. So that pitch was taken inside corner for strike two. And whoever number 11 is.
That would be quite the way to end it off the back pick from Tyler Jones, getting out of the stretch, making a throw on a dime over there to first to Joyner, and now a possible strikeout to end the game.
And that will miss low and in. So taking first base on the walk, and it would have walked in a run, but a fantastic play by the catcher, Tyler Jones, and now
absolutely.
It's the nine-hitter, Jameson, to the plate, who's reached on an error, walked, and grounded out to the second baseman tonight.
My apologies for the audible chuckle there, but number 11 of the Novato Knicks, not waiting around to hear the umpires call and give him time to think about it. He was jogging by the time that hit the glove of Tyler Jones.
He pretty much sprinted down the first baseline, I will say. I was trying to not, you know, fold under the pressure of laughing or whatever.
I had
to play my play to go to. Well, that's the beauty of being color commentary. You just get to do whatever. You know,
right.
It's fun. Here's the 0-1. It's chopped foul back toward us, and now
down
to their final strike are the Novato Knicks.
Good place to be when you're down to your final life, though, if you have the bases loaded, usually. But unfortunately, a 15-run deficit is not going to be erased by this this one swing of the bat here, this one pitch.
Here's the 0-2 fouled off, and the umpire is going to wear that one on the inner thigh.
Wow.
He wears it like a champ. If it did hit him, I believe it did, but absolutely zero flinch there. Zero sense to me because I have... And a 14-hit endeavor for the 45s as well. So a
solid,
great night for them. A couple of errors. That's really the only blemish on the scorecard.
And zero home runs on the night, but 17 runs. I don't think they're complaining too much, besides maybe just for the personal stats.
You'll take that. Oh, here's the 0-2.
Oh.
Goes behind the runner all the way to the backstop. Cameras directly back to Tyler Jones, who scampers to it in time to hold the runners. Is Bentley a little bit wild here, trying to settle back in and just tuck this one to bed and give it a kiss goodnight.
Right. One pitch is all it takes here. And the possibility Gibbs gets up again. Should the inning continue, just trying to get his first hit of the night of the series since we've been on the call at least.
The 1-2, swing and a miss. Drop third strike by the catcher, but he's going to tag home. And retired on the K as this ball game finally comes to a close, just short of the 3-hour mark. We'll be back with the totals after this.
Goldleaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger, all the way up to 24-inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees, many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees, all on sale, 20% off. Spring has sprung, and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived, the good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year-after-year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale, 20% off, all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Well, everyone, it was the Cool 45 show tonight. 2 hours and 59 minutes and 26 seconds, about as close as you can get to that 3 hour mark, at least on the front side of it. For the Novato Knicks, 2 runs on 5 hits, 4 errors. They left 8 for the Cole 45, 17 runs on 14 hits, 2 errors. They left 11. The winning pitcher is Blake Swirt. 5 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and 6 Ks. He got the win. And then the losing pitcher is Wesley Bush. He went 3 1/3. Giving up a full of runs. Gave up 5 under his own accord, and then the additional, or gave up 3 runs rather, but then the 2 that were inherited runners were later charged to him, with Dean at the helm on the mound pitching for the Novato Knicks. And Cole 45 with a couple of errors tonight, but all in all, solid performance, given, again, a lot more hits tonight. It's exactly what we came into this ballgame wanting to see, was more hits. Take advantage of the walks and the hit batsmen, of course, but don't rely on that for the main bulk of your offense.
Right, absolutely. And that's more of what we saw last night, as you mentioned. Just hit batters and walks, less of going out, winning the game, and the other team making it easier for you. Tonight, they really went out and they won that game with the, as you mentioned, 11 batters stranded, about, obviously, 5 or 6 of those at least in scoring position. That's, you're pushing 25 runs scored. So, obviously, off a lot of hits, they weren't even that many hit batters or walks. It was a pretty clean game from both sides, but Cole 45 found the open patches of grass, and the Knicks could not quite do that. And, yeah, big nod, of tip of the cap to Blake Schwartz. First time seeing him out here tonight. I think I got half an inning of him, maybe. He finished off the very end of a game my first weekend. But other than that, that was a great start for him, and I'm sure that will not be the last we see of him opening games. I wouldn't be surprised if we see him out here next weekend.
Well, especially with him heading to, I believe, Feather River.
Yes, correct.
If not mistaken, but he'll put a solid JUCO career transfer to somewhere, I'm sure. And with a whole summer season under his belt, I mean, he's just a young kid at this point. And he did a phenomenal job, 5 innings, 1 hit. Only had that walk. Other than that, he struck out 6, induced some ground balls, got some flyouts, but actually he didn't even induce any flyouts. I take that back. It was a pop out, and then from there it was just that one hit later in the game and that whole debacle. And I mean, when you can induce weak contact like that, it's always a good night. It means you're really pitching the ball well, and he was mixing his pitches well. Tyler Jones's batter mate did a great job of what to throw, where to throw, and everything. So great stuff from Tyler Jones, the catcher. And then all innings tonight, 3 pitchers in Schwartz, Waller, and Bentley, and also Preston Waller going 3 innings as well. So great stuff from Waller, although he did give up the 2 runs of this Novato Knicks ball club. But again, all in all, solid pitching performance and defensive performance from the Cole 45s, but especially offensively, 17 runs on 14 hits. They did strand 11, though, but when you're able to get those hits after the walks, after the hit batsman, that's when the big differences come, as they improved to 12-2 on the year.
Yeah, golf clap to that 12-2. Absolutely solid. The only unfortunate thing is that's what we've learned to expect, or grown to expect, at least my time calling with you, Jacob. They've had some incredible campaigns. I think they've haven't lost in the double digits since pretty much the COVID times, which is so impressive. And as of right now, just about a third of the way through the season, maybe a little bit over. Probably got about 6 more weekends of baseball to come, roughly. But, yeah, like 35-5, 34-6, roughly, on the last 2 seasons, and they're right on track for that again. So that's what you love to see. I'm sure they wanted that one back against the West Coast Kings, that series, but
yeah,
they'll have an opportunity.
Research correct, 25, 33-5, 2024, 35-4, 2023, 31-8, and then COVID, before COVID was 2019, 2022, 26-9, 2019, an even 500 record of 23-23, and then the previous best record before that was 2014, where they went 33-13, and they've only gotten better since that 2022 season, even with playing more games. And it was a phenomenal showing tonight. They have those 2 losses against the West Coast Kings. One of those, a very close ball game,
And yeah, some great stuff from these young kids on the Colt 45's side. I'll be back out here tomorrow night at least against the Tehama Bulls. And they come to town for the Father's Day special here at Tiger Field. And if you bring your dad out to the ball game, you get in for $3.99. So no ticket admission when you bring your dad to the game. And if you buy a Father's Day shirt at the Colt 45 merch tent, I believe this is what they said, you get at least two free tickets, maybe more. Don't quote me on that. It was through the PA system and through our in-ear monitors that I was able to overhear that from Chad Johnson, the PA announcer here, who does a great job of keeping all the fans informed as he helps us out here on the radio side as well. For Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange here in this fourth weekend of baseball, if I'm counting my weekends correctly. Yeah, we conclude the fourth weekend together as the Dynamic Duo here on KCNR. Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnrradio.com. Thanks for tuning in here tonight. And, of course, to David Wiley back in the studio, engineering things for us, doing a great job, DJing ins and outs of everything else. For Jacob Green and Spencer Schlange, here from Tiger Field in the historic downtown Redding area. And the historic Tiger Field in Redding, rather. The final score here tonight from Tiger Field is the Novato Knicks 2 and your Redding Colt 45s 17.
The unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
With 6 months until voters pick their congressional representative, we've been tracking the national mood, and our Fox News poll finds a close race for the House. A year ago, Democrats were favored by 7 percentage points. Now, it's a 5-point edge within the margin of sampling error. If the election were today, 52% of voters say they'd back the Democratic candidate in their district, 47% the Republican. That difference comes from greater enthusiasm on the left. By an 8-point margin, more Democrats than Republicans say they feel extremely motivated to vote this year. It's important to remember, while a lead on the generic House ballot question reflects a national preference, House seats are decided district by district. So a party's advantage in the polls doesn't directly translate into winning seats, especially these days with so few competitive districts. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
This is House Call for Health. A recent study from a university in Finland finds that you might be able to exercise longer without feeling more exhausted if you're listening to your favorite music during a workout. Those who picked their own music extending endurance by nearly 20% during intense exercise. For the study, they looked at 29 recreationally active adults completing two identical cycling sessions with about 80% effort. One group cycled in silence, the other chose music, with their workout lasting about 6 minutes longer on average. But despite being able to go longer while listening to some tunes, heart rate and other physical markers remained similar to the silent group. The lead researcher saying self-selected music doesn't change your fitness level, it just helps you to tolerate sustained effort for longer. The study was published in the journal Psychology of Sport and Exercise. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. Health Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You know, coming up next, we're going to have Senator Tommy Tuberville. He likes this deal. We talked a lot about the Iran deal. I'll talk about more than that. And the President of the United States has made it clear the one thing that he's got is a hammer. The one thing that George H.W., George W., Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden didn't have is any record of taking military action against Iran in any way, shape, or form. I mean, the Khobar Towers never were answered. The Marine barracks were never answered. We could go over and over about the hostages that were taken and paid for. It was never really answered. You know, we blew up an oil refinery once. But the president did it with taking out Soleimani. The president did it with Midnight Hammer. The president did it with 3 weeks of war over this from February until March or April. So that's why he'll have the hammer. If they start their antics up, which we know they will, it all comes back down. But rallying the rest of the world to put sanctions back on, that'll be the key, which will be tougher. But right now, the market's up over 300 points and oil is down. And I think the president sucks it up, takes a little criticism into the midterms.
And Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXE-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years for providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Big thing is with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Reading Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Gold Leaf Nursery Spring Sale is on now.
20% off all 1 gallon and larger all the way up to 24 inch box trees. Growing better plants since 1975. Third generation family owned. Big fruit trees. Many with fruit on them. A huge selection of citrus trees. All on sale 20% off. Spring has sprung and it's time to plant color. And we have a huge selection of flowering perennials. Ladybugs have arrived. The good bugs. If you're overrun with mosquitoes, we have plenty of mosquito plants in stock to keep those pests away. All our hanging baskets are planted with year after year perennials for long blooming season. Don't miss our spring sale. 20% off all 1 gallon and larger. Can't find what you're looking for? We special order at a discount price. Gold Leaf Nursery. Come by and check us out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Durst Road, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
His body was found, and it was the last time he was seen alive. Detectives learned that Weiss had asked for an annulment, and Honrad signed it. In the days after his disappearance, detectives say Honrad told Weiss's daughter he had gone to Cancun but didn't want to be bothered. Investigators say the case was finally cracked thanks to new information from a key witness, alongside advances in technology and investigative techniques. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
All right, there you go. Kennedy is on my rundown. She is the host of Kennedy Saves the World podcast, and turns out she showed up, and she's wearing, if you're not watching the stream, you're missing out.
Always. You're missing out.
Because you are wearing a national team jersey.
That's right.
And it's, I like it. People are giving me pushback on the jersey saying it's not good. I think it's perfect.
I love it. And
wavy.
Not only is it cool, it looks good on the pitch.
Right. You were pumped up for the World Cup, but you always were pumped
up. I love the World Cup. Yeah, so we have this ongoing debate every 4 years because my daughter is named Pele. She's named after the soccer player. My ex-husband is now saying, no, she's named after the fire goddess because the fire goddess in Hawaii is Pele. And I'm like, no, that's not true. Like, in fact, when I was pregnant, I went around telling people she's not named after the fire goddess. And when she was born, I was like, not the fire goddess. And now he's like, oh, yeah, it's fire goddess. I'm like, mm-mm.
Okay. Is this why you divorced him?
This is it.
This is it. This is really. And then you held your ground. Right.
Look at me.
A lot of times they say that kids can
break
up a
marriage.
Very
limited patience.
But this is directly. I mean, this is this is a kid breaking up the marriage by name.
Yeah. Hope you're happy.
So, yeah. And how does she feel about this?
So she's now, like, team fire goddess. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, we went into a subway in 2014 during the World Cup, and there was a massive cutout of Pele, who at the time was in his late 70s. And I was like, that's who you're named after. And she was like, oh, my God. Because, you know, she didn't
understand.
Yeah. And I have since bought her a signed Pele jersey from when he was on the Cosmos.
So do you realize when he went on the Cosmos, we were like, oh, he was so old, like 80. No, he was at 33.
Yeah.
He just retired. That's still the prime of your career.
It really is.
I mean, Tom Brady was still learning the playbook at that age.
He was still deflating balls, man.
Right, yeah, that's right. He got caught 4 years later.
He did.
More on that. Can you want to expand on that story now? I don't think it's appropriate.
I don't think Giselle wants me to expand
right.
on that.
I don't think Giselle wants anything to do with Tom Brady's balls.
Yep. Not anymore.
Not anymore. At one point, that's all she talked about.
When couldn't shut her up.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Right. In Brazilian. In Portuguese.
Yeah. In Brazilian. Yeah. She speaks that devil's tongue known as Brazilian.
So, what I'm loving...
I always thought it was so weird that she has a German last name, but was raised in South America. Were there other Germans who... I don't know, relocated to South America at some point?
Yes,
yeah,
I think they did.
Oh, okay.
They
hid
out for a while.
I mean, I know you're the historian.
Right.
I just heard some things. But
that, you know, sir, when we got to the Nazi club, mm-hmm. a lot of them were gone. And they went to Argentina, Brazil.
Oh, Brazil, really?
And I heard that, remember Trotsky and, you remember this, like it was yesterday. Remember Trotsky and Stalin had a bit of a rivalry?
Yeah.
Like, who's going to run the place now that Lenin's in a tomb?
Yeah.
By the way, at any moment, he could pop right out of that glass case.
You never know.
And he'd be really shocked by the internet as well as AI.
Yeah.
And how little his country has progressed.
Like, I woke up for this.
Yes.
They're taking our jobs.
We're fighting Ukraine. So I didn't plan on talking about Lenin because do you have any sound of Lenin, Eric? No, we don't. Okay, forget it.
Cut four?
Right. No, just play cut four. I think it's Lenin. So he had a little rivalry. Okay. Stalin takes over.
Yeah.
Trotsky loses.
Yeah.
So Stalin... not convinced that Trotsky's not coming back, found him in Central America, put an axe in the back of his head.
Oof.
You can't support
sure that wasn't Pete Hegseth?
No. That we should tell people, Pete, when he was host...
of Fox and Friends Weekend.
Was doing axe throwing.
As a fun on-camera activity.
Yes. Why do I have to qualify so much of what you say?
Got a little overexcited.
Yeah, and threw it
mm-hmm.
and missed.
Went over the target.
Yes.
And might have nicked the hand of a member of the marching band who was
yes.
about to serenade the crew.
He was down.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to go without a bass drum. Right? And a little bit of a bleed. It bled
not
out.
Quite the same.
Right. So, what was I saying? True.
Trotsky, back Bunchen. The head, act.
Giselle Bundchen. She's happy. I'm sure she's happy with your jiu-jitsu guy.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Poor Tom Brady. Things haven't really broken for him since.
No, he hasn't.
The poor
guy. Ended up in a long-term relationship. He's tied to a lot of sexy starlets and models.
Right.
But they're blabber, and he's private.
You telling me?
Yeah.
That's
right, Brian. You know.
Yeah, I've been down that road. Not yet. I don't even know where the road is. But for Tom Brady's life couldn't be. I think Tom Brady's happier. He's got his family.
Yeah.
And he's got a soccer team. He's got a football team.
He's got a football team.
He's got the best broadcasting contract, very similar to mine, $500
million.
$500 million. And he gets to do everything when he wants.
Yeah.
Right? So, okay, where were we? Oh, let's talk soccer. What I'm loving is what's on the field is great, but I love off the field. People seem to be loving our country. Here's Fox 4 over in Dallas talking to some Japanese fans.
Oh, I love this.
Cut 44.
Nice to meet you.
Okay, how are you doing?
My name is...
Okay.
Yeah, my name is Hirochika Nakakuki.
Oh, wow.
It's live?
Okay.
It's live?
Yes, it's live.
Yeah.
How excited are you?
Yeah.
You are so excited, right? Japan, right?
Excuse me.
Okay.
I cannot speak English, but...
Okay.
But... I'm excited!
I love it!
Right. That's the most...
I love it so much.
Eric, that was the most vacuous soundbite you have ever pulled. There was nothing...
Was that Trotsky?
Not Trotsky.
Oh, okay.
He would not... He was worried about Stalin hunting him down. He would not get in front of a camera. So that was on Fox 4, but that just shows him having fun.
Yes.
By the way, you can't say in English, I don't speak English.
No,
English.
So in Japan, they're very, very self-conscious about their English. And every Japanese student learns English for several years. But when you go to Japan and you ask for directions, they will wave you off because they don't want to embarrass themselves. Like, it's really important for them.
Did you go to Japan?
I've been to Japan several times. Yeah. Big fan. I love it.
How long a ride is it?
It's from New York. I think it's 11 hours. Yeah.
In the air.
Not by boat, Brian.
Right,
that would be quite a speedboat.
Right,
I could see that.
It would definitely definitely be something. You'd have to wear one of those special wristbands that they give you on cruises because of the waves.
But the most predictable thing in the world
is
would have been for people to come over here and just crap all over the United States.
And say, everything's commercialized.
Yeah.
They ruined the spirit of the World Cup. It's just the opposite.
Yeah, Americans are rude. Their restaurants are lame. Their food is processed. And they're like... Oh my God, I get a free bowl of chips and salsa when I sit down at a Mexican place?
Right? Like, they go and play at Cowboy Stadium. I forgot the name of it. And they go, air conditioning. I'm like, can we just go over there with Freon? You'd be the most popular guy in London.
Air conditioning and ice. They cannot believe that you get to go over to a machine and put your own ice in your cup. And you can fill up a gallon.
They just can't believe refills.
No.
Right. So here's more from NBC. They're with they're over in Boston. Listen to Scottish fans. Cup 46.
There was no beer. The Scots fans just drunk the place dry, and all they had was, like, Bud Light.
If your favorite beer is missing from a tap...
We've never seen anything like it.
There's a decent chance Scotland had something to do with it. Sam Adams, downtown, ran out of their signature Boston lager over the weekend and needed an emergency delivery to keep up with World Cup fans. And they're not the only ones running dry.
Pretty much everything. We ran out of everything. Tennent's being number one.
White Bull Tavern may have run out of Scotland's iconic Tennent's beer, but that didn't stop the party.
Fans have been unbelievable. They're great. They're fun. They're drinking, partying, having a great time.
So you have a drink in kilts for obvious reasons, because it might get some spillage on it. You have a dress kilt. So you always have two kilts.
The Dubliner has also been hopping.
But we had our biggest week ever last week.
And it's the one place Scots can still find their Tennent's lager.
Managed to plan ahead and get an extra delivery last Saturday. And I was told yesterday the distributor has run out also.
So this is a tragedy.
That's great.
In the most fun way possible.
Yeah, and by the way, Boston is a drinking town.
Yeah.
Not a big college town, but it is a drinking town. And the Scots have just done yeoman's work there. Very impressive. They just seem like the funnest fans.
I know.
In all of World Cup.
It's not one of those groups that gets drunk and then gets an edge on them and starts wrecking things. No.
They're not hooligans.
They just keep singing.
Yeah.
And by the way, and I was telling this to Allison before, for guys, people that drink all the time, they don't look bad.
No.
They look good.
Scottish. They're hearty.
Right.
Well, you can take our beer, but you'll never take our freedom. I think that's what William Wallace said.
Right. Or Mel Gibson said that William Wallace said it in the movie Braveheart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, which, by the way, did not end good. I finally found out what drawn and quartered meant. Ugh.
Something they do in art class.
Right. They actually take out your organs just because he tried to take over their country.
Yeah.
Or he wanted their freedom.
Yeah.
Never worked out.
Yeah, so that's why it's in the Constitution, like cruel and unusual punishment is not really high-fived.
Right, that would qualify. You know,
it would,
you know,
yeah.
I'd rather go to prison for a year than give up my gallbladder that's perfectly healthy or my pancreas.
You can't live without your pancreas. You can live without your gallbladder.
I think the goal is not for you to live, right?
Oh, if they're taking out, like, important organs, yeah.
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 So we never see that part of it, but we get imagine it. But I don't want to give away the ending, but Scotland doesn't get their freedom, but they did win their first game.
Which is amazing.
Right.
I saw that. Friday night, Saturday night, I was in South Carolina.
I was
getting ready to watch the Knicks.
I only watched one European game, and it was something like the Kuwaiti Cup or something like that. And it was in England, and it was Celtic that played against Manchester United.
Cool.
And the fans were absolutely insane. Mm. And they were more important. It's the only time where I think the fans are more important than the team.
Yes.
Like, the fans go, you're just going to be here for a few years. We're not going anywhere. Like, they realize we are the group.
Yeah.
Right.
Manchester. I saw a game in Munich. I saw Bayern. It was amazing. And Sadio Mane is from Senegal, and he played against, was it France yesterday?
Yes. No, France beat them 3-1.
Yeah. It was 2 days ago.
Mbappe.
Yes.
Almost had a penalty kick. They reviewed it, said he didn't. I love the way they punish people that take dives now.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
That's okay.
Right.
He also scored 2 goals.
Right. If that's what is that how we're keeping score now?
Apparently, yes. That is actually how they keep scoring.
Okay, so it's not even a phrase.
The goals that matter.
Yeah, okay. It's not like, that's not how I judge. No, I do judge it that way.
Yeah.
So, okay, so the U.S. tomorrow will break that down. Also, when we come back, the Knicks are having a parade.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And your feeling about the Knicks is?
It's my secondary team. I'm not like a Knicks tried and true fan. I'm a Portland Trailblazers fan, but I love that they're doing really well. I don't like the Mets. I love the Yankees. I like the Knicks.
Okay. Back in a moment.
Increasing your intelligence quotient.
What the hell did you just say?
It's Brian Kilmeade.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save.
Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson. You're a personal astrophysicist.
Hey, everyone, it's Phil Simms.
Hey, everyone, it's Danica McKellar.
It's Candace Bushnell.
I'm Jeremiah Brown.
Hey, everyone, I'm Kix Brooks.
I'm John Taffer.
I'm Jennifer Eden.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Nealon.
It's Mr. Wonderful here, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Fox News Books has boasted a host of bestsellers. Now, Fox News Books enters the world of podcasting. This season, the Fox News Books podcast presents The Miracles Among Us. For its first season, Fox News Books will present this special podcast brought to you by the author, Fox News senior medical analyst, Dr. Mark Siegel. The Miracles Among Us on the Fox News Books podcast. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus' notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's funny, the Vice President of the United States is playing the role of Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary. And he's good at it. You know, he's very personable with his book tour. His book called Communion. He stole my title.
Yeah, he did.
So he talks about his journey. It's a big biography. They say he does. Kennedy is here. Kennedy does talk about himself and one big mistake that he made that's getting a lot of publicity. He said the Democratic Party is run by a bunch of childless cat ladies. He said, I should never have said that. He said it multiple times. So you have anything to confess? Have you made any mistakes? Do you want to use this time to say it? Anything, or do you want to wait for your book to come out?
Yeah, I used organic vegetable shortening instead of butter in my chalk chip cookie recipe a while back, and I regret that.
Right, and do people, when asked, did you deny it?
I didn't deny it, but I tried to change the subject, and I said, yes, but the extra dark chocolate chips sure are good at antioxidation.
Right.
Am I right?
Well, this is going to get clipped, and they're going to show, this is going to go viral. Not only my question, but your answer.
One down.
So I know what you were saying. What is baseball doing for Pride Night? Were you thinking that? For Pride Night. Yes or no?
Yeah, I was really worried about it.
So they're doing it.
Always liked
what?
Pride anything.
Right.
When it's like sprinkled. When it's like, oh, here's a flag here or there. And like, we see you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's nice. But it's like when you run afoul of that. In any way, and they go, you're a bigot. If you go, maybe I'll put a Bible verse on my hat.
Like the San Francisco Giants did.
Yeah.
In summary. So Roger Clemens was asked about that, putting things on your hat, and why this is controversial, because the league said, if you don't take that Bible verse off your hat, we're going to suspend you or fine you. Mm-hmm. And now that created controversy, because a lot of these guys religiously, because there's religions that say heterosexuals are the best.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the commandments.
Yeah.
It's the 11th. Well, 14th.
11th.
Right. I mean, everyone focuses on the 10, but I think it's the other ones. So here's Roger Clemens, cut 47.
You see how educated the fans are, the soccer fans. They know being in AT&T or Cowboy Stadium, whatever they're calling it now, they have. He mentioned they have AC.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a little different. I think it'll be a factor in Miami, you know, with the heat that's going on down there. But, yeah, the Pride, you know, like I said, it comes around for us during the Olympics for me when I think about waving the flag and having the pride that the Americans have. But it's really crazy watching these guys out here.
Okay, that was a different type of pride. I regret. If we weren't live,
yeah.
I would edit that out. So that really had nothing
Yeah, he
to
wasn't
do.
Talking about gay pride. But he was talking about, like, patriotism.
Right, but in a different soundbite with mm-hmm. the same Will Cain.
Yeah. Our Will Cain,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, he said, you know. I
Not Dean Cain's brother.
They could be. Yeah. They look nothing alike.
Not even a little.
Yeah, I think that Dean Cain has got another type of ethnic heritage background. I don't know what it is.
White?
Hmm. Heard of that.
Okay.
But Roger comes in a different, talked about pride. He didn't want to wear that on his hat. So, but I digress. Now what do you want to talk about?
I bought my sexy teenage fiance the coolest cap for Father's Day. It's a New York Yankees red, white, and blue cap with 250 on the side.
Right. You said your teenage fiance?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, he's 20 now, so
right.
I have to stop saying that.
So, but it's true. I mean, sometimes people grow up quick.
Exactly right. He's so emotionally mature. Soft hands.
Didn't they have that story about when it was like a 10th grader mm-hmm. fell in love with his teacher? They ended up getting married and it worked out, right?
Emmanuel Macron and his husband, I mean, wife. Oh, Lord, I'm red-faced.
Right.
I believe Brigitte Macron is a woman.
No.
Very controversial take.
Something LaGuerne.
Oh, Mary Kay Letourneau?
Yeah, Letourneau.
That was not a 10th grader.
What was it?
That was a 6th grader.
What?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, I'm really outraged.
Yeah, she died.
How? Related to this?
Bong, like breaking news, Brian.
Yeah, I did
let's
not
cut
know.
In with this. Yeah, she died of cancer maybe 8 years ago.
Did it work out?
With Vili Folau, they had a few kids, but then they split up because, yeah, she got old.
Right. He is a certain age. Yeah. But by the way, she, Macron and the president and the rest of the world got along at the G7. Remember? Greenland, just because we're taking Greenland, everyone got bent out of shape. Mm-hmm. Remember the Irish were going to send 10 people over to take it back?
Sure.
Remember? It was irreparably damaged. Doesn't seem to matter. People.
Why not send the Scots?
Right. They were here already. But I mean, did you see how the president was embraced?
Of course.
By the world?
Yeah.
Why does it surprise you? It surprised me.
No, because like he is, whatever you think about his politics, and people hate the caricature that he has become, and they hate, a lot of people hate his politics. Not everyone. He is the nicest, most affable guy.
Yeah.
Like, he is very genuine with people, and he makes people feel warm and creates a real emotional connection with them. And that is undeniable. And I think a lot of people in politics, doesn't matter what country you run, they don't have that.
I just love when he's sitting there with the Egyptian leader and he goes, he's got a little problem with the Nile. The Ethiopians put up a dam. We're going to deal with that. We're going to take care of the dam. Like, he doesn't have enough to do. Hey, watch Kennedy Saves the World.
That's right.
Right? And that's your podcast.
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Fox News Podcast.
Wherever you get it. And then find her live on stage.
And come see me in Tulsa this weekend.
Let's be honest, the math just isn't mathing between the grocery store and those skyrocketing insurance premiums. Even with a steady job, more families are being forced to rely on high-interest credit cards to cover expenses. If you're a homeowner carrying balances with interest rates in the 20s or even 30s, it's time to get some relief. Right now, mortgage rates are at a 3-year low, and American Financing is helping homeowners pay off that high-interest debt by using their home's equity. Their salary-based mortgage consultants build exit strategies from debt. They're saving their customers an average of $800 a month. Plus, if you start today, you may even delay the next two mortgage payments. There are no upfront fees or obligations to find out how much you can save. America's home for home loans is American Financing. American Financing, 888-994-7660. That's 888-994-7660. Or AmericanFinancing.net, NMLS 182334, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.